Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Cleveland Guardians begin a series in Detroit with the Tigers tonight. Guardians have dropped two in a row. They're four out of first in the AL Central and two back in the wild card standings. Cincinnati Reds kick off a series in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Cincinnati has dropped three in a row, and they're six back in the National League wild card race. Weather permitting, Clippers scheduled to host Omaha tonight at Huntington Park, where it's Diamond Dog Night. Also weather permitting, Columbus Crew facing Pumas in Leagues Cup play this evening. 7:30 is the scheduled start time at Scott's Miracle Grow Field. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives your weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen, the official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good clean boy. Who's got a migraine today?
I was going to say, what was the, I was waiting for you. Hello, Common Man. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm getting better.
How
I'm
you like doing, an, little partner?
I'm an hour into one of those dancing light migraines that I get about, once every month or two.
Here's the good news. We're going to turn that frown upside down.
Good.
Not just yours, but the entire listening audience. Number one, a lot of rain out there.
Lots.
All right, so there's a good chance we're knocked off the air several times. But if you'd like to listen to the show uninterrupted, please head to our YouTube page. YouTube, just search 971 The Fan, click on the live stream, and you will see us. No weather interruptions, I promise. We have a jam-packed, girthy show today. Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. She is in a mood at 4 o'clock. Rapid fire at 4:30. And Timmy time at 5:30. What is the Timmy time this week?
Timmy time today is something that I think you're going to enjoy because it started off where it was George Costanza from Seinfeld. And you have an opinion where George just devolves as the show goes on, where he becomes sort of a character of himself.
A caricature of himself,
yeah. The first couple of seasons, he's still George, but maybe you agree with George. You're like, yeah, this is very aggravating, it's annoying, but George makes some sense. But as he goes on, maybe it starts
George
to
becomes
slip a bit.
The problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, Larry David, obviously, that when Seinfeld ended, he picked up with Curb Your Enthusiasm and started doing the show himself.
I have the same problem with that.
I'm going to let you be the judge, and you get to play a little Curb Your Enthusiasm show. Is Larry right?
Okay.
So you get to hear that.
My problem with Curb is that when the show first starts, Larry is dealing with all the absurdity around him.
Yes.
And it's funny because Larry's miserable and dealing with all these crazy people. As the series goes, Larry becomes more crazy and unreasonable and people are dealing with him.
So I've got some clips from, early seasons, late seasons, and you get to be the judge. Maybe there's some examples where it's even later where you still side with Larry. And
all right.
The National Weather Service in Charleston has extended the flash flood warning for North Central Athens County, Morgan County, Southern Perry County, Northwestern Washington County, until 6:15 p.m. at 3:03 p.m., even though heavy rainfall has ended for now, continued runoff will result in flash flooding of creeks and streams. Additionally, thunderstorms may move back into the area late this afternoon, further exacerbating the flooding situation. Hazard: flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source: radar and automated gauges. Impact: between 3 and 5 inches of rain fell from overnight thunderstorms, which resulted in flooding of some structures, vehicles, and roads. This area is particularly vulnerable to additional heavy rainfall. People should remain vigilant into the early evening hours for additional rises of creeks and streams. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Gloucester, McConnellsville, Malta, Corning, Trimble, Burr Oak State Park, and Hackney. Sunday Creek at Gloucester was in minor flood with a stage of 15.5 feet and slowly rising. At this stage, West Main Street and a portion of Center Street flood in Gloucester. In Jacksonville, Palmer Street near the creek floods. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Report flooding to the National Weather Service by calling toll-free 800-401-9535 when you can do so safely.
Or someone, whatever. Nicole gets creative with song. And so she decided to take that and make this.
Well, I woke up to get me a cold pop. I think it was a Sprite. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. But that ain't right. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out, ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And now the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Not officially diagnosed, but I got bronchitis. Bronchitis. And maybe a touch of arthritis. Arthritis. Don't forget the hepatitis. Hepatitis. And a bad case of gingivitis. Gingivitis. I hope it's not necrotizing fasciitis. Fasciitis. Just ask my friend Mark Titus. Mark Titus. Ain't nobody got time for that. No, no, ain't nobody got time for that.
That's a lot of itises.
A lot of itises.
Isn't it?
A lot of itises.
quite a few itises.
So that was what Nicole was doing last night.
Oh,
singing
Coco.
Songs about itises.
You know,
she also has...
She does love to sing.
Gastritis.
Gastritis.
Isn't that the little tummy problem? All right, so here's the text I got.
I got no itises. I think that's all. That's
here's
all the
text
itises
I got from my sister-in-law last night. So she's been telling me about this place because it doesn't matter. If there's a new place that serves food in a bowl,
mm-hmm,
she's obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
I got agape. Agape. It was, for a while, it was agape. Then it was teriyaki madness. All right, now she's on to a place called Cava.
Oh, Cava's.
Have you heard of Cava?
I've heard of Cava. I haven't been there, but everyone says it's good.
You gotta Cava.
You see?
You gotta go.
Is it no good?
No, I'm sure it's perfectly fine. It's good.
Okay.
I'm not saying
all
it's
right.
Not good. But what I'm saying is my sister-in-law is a total lunatic for what she gets in her Cava bowl.
What'd she get?
She sent me her entire order.
Uh-huh.
This is going to put you to shame. I give you a hard time because you get like every topping at Bibi Bop.
Well, Bibi's got good toppings. And if you get a lot of ingredients there, then the value becomes better and better and better with all the stuff that you add.
All right. At some point, though, you're just piling up crap in a bowl. This is no longer a meal. It's just crap.
So the more food that you get, the less meal it is?
The less of a composed meal it is.
It's just sort of like a hobo bowl or
that's
whatever.
Right. So listen to this order.
You ready?
It's a grains and greens bowl.
Grains and greens.
So it comes with super greens.
Okay.
Saffron basmati rice. So
ooh,
she's got the rice and the greens.
With a basmati.
Hummus.
Hmm?
Red pepper hummus.
Okay.
That's in addition to the traditional hummus.
That's two hummus.
Two hummuses. Grilled chicken.
Yep.
fiery broccoli, fire roasted corn, pickled onions, salt brined pickles, tomato, cucumber, Kalamata olives, Persian cucumber, what the hell is that? Shredded romaine, in addition to the super greens that are already in there, crumbled feta, pita crisps, lemon herb tahini, balsamic date vinaigrette, free side pita, and sumac slaw.
Jesus.
That's the order. How is that not mental institution?
My God.
That's everything they have. I don't know how they don't look at her and say, you must go now.
Is she able to eat all that? No way. There's
I take
no way.
Some home for the next day.
Of course she does.
See, you should know that.
What do
you
I
go
get?
To the steakhouse and you take some steak home for the next day.
Stop it. Well, I do that one time and that's it. That's all I get.
It only
that's
takes it. One time.
No, it doesn't. I've had that. I've done that one time. And you know what? There's a lot of steak. I'm eating a lot of Sarah's steak as well. And I was able to have a little bit for breakfast the next morning. It was really good to have a little steak and eggs.
Teddy, do you hear anything? I hear something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
What?
You're not one to talk.
Don't start.
You're not.
Don't start with me. I'm medicated.
Not.
It doesn't count.
Well, you know what? Still. Should still count.
I'm taking Zepbound shots. That's yeah. my excuse. Uh-huh. What's your excuse? I know what yours is.
No,
that's
no.
Right. Yes?
I've got the discipline to not do it. That's what I've got.
No, that's wrong.
I'm trying not to, even though I could.
Did you take out your Lady Bic this morning?
Maybe I did.
Teddy?
Yes.
How's the rain out there?
It's a lot of rain. Lots of rain coming down, folks.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because that's what Ted does.
A lot of rain.
I say it with pizzazz.
He's doing weather with pizzazz.
Yes.
Did your car flip over
Mine
while
did
you were
not.
Trying to drive into work today?
I saw the video, though, of somebody that they did have their car flipped over.
You seen that?
I seen it.
My God.
The wind gust came in?
What?
Was that like a derecho?
What was that gust at that spot in town? 75, 80 miles per hour?
Must have been. In
to
that little
flip a
microburst.
Car up?
Crazy.
The derecho, the microburst, the tornado, possibly.
Flooding.
What else? Mark Titus.
Gingivitis.
Ross Bjork.
Necrofasciitis.
Necrophilia. Different. Isn't that sexy time with the dead people?
Yeah, that's the old...
that's not good.
Katie Vick stuff.
Yeah, that's not good.
Ross Bjork taking home some extra cash. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid Fairwood Avenue between Refugee Road and Marion Road. That is closed due to some flooding. And there's about a 5-minute holdup on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Nice.
I can get things done.
Go to the store, clean the house, whatever you got to do.
Play golf. Does that count as getting things done?
No.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Throughout the rest of your Tuesday, tracking showers and storms continued later this evening. The main focus with those storms is pretty much heavy rainfall and gusty winds. Highs today right around 85 degrees, feeling warm with that humidity as well. We're keeping an eye out for the possibility of seeing more flash flooding throughout the rest of your Tuesday. I'm your 10 Weather Impact meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
As you're paddling your rowboat to safety, please remember that you can subscribe to the podcast of this show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click!
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
You ever get scared, Mike? Anything weather-related? Like this morning, around 10 o'clock.
That sounded like a rhymer question. You ever get scared, Reimer?
No, it didn't.
A little bit.
No, Teddy, did that sound like Reimer? Reimer, you ever get afraid?
A little, maybe.
A little bit. Well, I mean, today, second time in a row, second day in a row.
Second deck.
It was so dark. There's something about it that's just terrifying when it's in the middle of the day, and there's darkness when there's storms. Yeah,
right. This was
these last 2 days. This was more so
dark.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
was night time.
Yes, like 11 p.m. type of darkness with clouds.
My
like,
timers
that's how dark it
went
was.
Off. I got the light sensing,
a little beeping going on.
Timers, you know, so my outside lights came on. Had some lanterns come on up in the backyard because they thought it was nighttime.
I don't like the sensor lights. I don't like that. I like to turn my switches on manually.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the lights just to come off when it's dark. I want to control that. I want to actually flip the switch off when it's nighttime, flip them off when it's morning.
Wipe your ass with newspaper, too?
Yeah,
because that's... Refuse to use a little soft Charmin.
Yeah, that's
the
same.
Modern technology.
Right, that's the same.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just don't like to have the lights on just because it's dark. Maybe I just like to keep them off. Maybe there's one lantern on my front porch. I like to turn it on, and that's all there is to it. Don't like to annoy all my neighbors, okay?
Annoy your neighbors? You got floodlights going on back there?
And all the lights out there?
Batman spotlights?
What's the point? Turn one light on your front porch and let it be the end of it.
I didn't know
you
were so
on for
anti-light.
You didn't even answer the question.
Do I ever get scared?
Does it scare you at all? You ever think about, you know, like natural disasters and things like that?
No, you know what I get scared? I get scared. I make sure the sump pump.
The sump pump?
Yes, is working. That's the only thing I get scared about.
So if it leaks in the house, down in the basement?
I don't want any leaky black in the house. That's all my expensive stuff down there. Got the stereo down there.
Has it ever come close?
No.
Has it always been fine?
I've just jinxed it now. It's probably all flooded now.
So
we got the backup.
That counts.
We got the pump.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the pump fails, got like a water activated pump that kicks in.
So second pump. So you get the one pump. You probably got, you know, it's probably what, 4 feet deep down? About standard? I got a sump pump as well.
It's been a while since I've dropped a baby down there.
I've never seen the sump pump get within like a foot.
Zoom boom?
Yeah. I've never had an issue with that, but that counts. You're afraid of your house being damaged.
I am afraid of my house.
Yeah, you don't want what about a big giant lightning bolt? Just
yeah, didn't think about that, Timmy, but thanks for planting that seed.
Well, I'm just saying.
Right.
We could all just die.
This is like
things you should be terrified
scene
of.
In the Truman Show when he goes to the travel agent and they got the posters on the wall with the lightning hitting the plane. This could happen to you.
Oh, boy. That Ed Harris, he really screwed him.
Screwing with him.
Didn't he?
Emotionally just screwing with him.
You think that was right of him? Have him trapped in a dome?
No.
Making him think that, you know, he doesn't want to go anywhere.
Although the older
and
I get,
the world,
and the more I see of the world, I wish I was trapped in a fake dome where I didn't have to deal with real people. They were all just scripted actors,
just keep
catering my every whim.
Keep making a storyline for me. I don't want to have to do it myself.
Ohio State AD Ross Bjork, who's scared to come on this show, made $240,000 in bonus money during the last academic year, just shy of the maximum allowed under his contract, according to a breakdown provided by the school in response to a public records request from the Dispatch.
Jeez, I wonder why he would never want to come on with us. I can't figure that one out, Teddy.
The incentives pushed Bjork's compensation package to $2.3 million during his second year. So he got $100,000 extra because of Ohio State's varsity team's 3.4 GPA for the full fall and spring semesters. He picked up $50,000 for a 96% job placement rate among the athletes. Did you know they have a 96% job placement rate?
It's pretty good, right? I feel like that's good.
I mean, they're not all going to play professionally, but I guess Bjorky's got him interviews at State Farm or something.
Something. Yeah, I mean, I would think just being a student at Ohio State alone, whether you're an athlete or not, and if you get your degree, you should be able to make something of yourself.
He also collected $50,000 for the Buckeyes' 10th place finish in the Director's Cup, which measures athletic department success across 19 sports. He got $15,000 each for NCAA tournament appearances by the men's and women's basketball teams. $10,000 for the Pistol team's 6 consecutive national championship. How about that?
Yeah, Pistol, baby. We don't talk enough about that Pistol team, but they are good.
It is interesting, though, that obviously Ross Bjork's biggest responsibility, I'm not breaking any news, is the football program.
Football,
right?
I would also want to put men's basketball up there too, and
that,
we don't
that's right, but we're,
put that up enough as we should.
I'm not arguing that, but when I'm talking about the revenue that comes in, football's king.
It's, of course,
okay?
It's huge.
So your number one task is making sure the football program is healthy. And he got $0 in bonus money that had to do with the football program.
Nothing.
Now, they made the playoffs, but didn't advance in the playoffs. I think if they would have advanced,
then he would start to get some bonuses. Because they didn't win a Big Ten championship.
Because when they went to the national title semifinals a year earlier, he received $50,000.
So he's got to do, so football's basically got to win a Big Ten championship, win a national championship for him to get like a decent bonus in football.
Is not good enough. Which, hey man, I understand. Look, when I first started working at this radio station 24 years ago, you know, we had ratings bonuses in our contract.
That's right.
You hit a certain number and you get extra in your check. And it was quarterly that we had these bonuses.
And that was pretty standard across the radio industry. Whether that was working for a music station and you had one of like the morning zoo type of programs, morning or afternoon, or sports talk radio.
The way it works, you get your base salary, then you have endorsements on top of that, and that depends on who you are and how much you charge, you know, for endorsing products, and then ratings bonuses. And I remember when I first started, it was a much more challenging landscape. We were on the AM. The ratings weren't as high as they are now.
Right.
And so I got a pretty healthy bonus for finishing third place in the men 25-54 demographic. I got a bigger bonus to finish in second place, and then a biggest bonus if I finished in first place, which at that time was thought it was unattainable.
Sure.
To finish first. It was sort of unheard of for sports stations to finish first. Then, and it's not just me, every show on the station started to finish first or second, and it was almost a disappointment if you got to that third place.
Yeah, and typically this would be like in men.
In men,
like
25-54 is the age demo.
Depending on what format you're in, there'd be a certain demographic that your bosses would really want you to finish, whether that's top five or top three. And again, you'd probably take a look at what the last 10 years were. Like if you were starting a new job or starting a new show, then the standard would be, okay, like this show has been trying to hover around top 10. So if you get fifth or better, then maybe we'll decide we're going to give you a bonus. And then as time goes on, you start doing better. And then, like it becomes for football programs, for head coaches, you become sort of a prisoner of your own success.
That's
right. You have to start getting to the mountaintop every single time, which is what I know you did probably 10 years ago or so.
Because then when you go back in to renegotiate the contract, they're so used to you hitting these ratings bonuses, they say, well, we're not really going to pay for anything other than first anymore.
Right.
You know, second and third, that's old hat. So if you get first, we'll pay. And I think that's where Ross Bjork is with the football program.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you play for a national championship, then we'll throw you some scratch. But other than that, no, because we have certain expectations here. Now, making the NCAA tournament, sure, throw you 15 grand for that. Haven't done it in a while, not consistent with that. So we'll throw you 15 grand. But making the playoffs for this Buckeye team, that is the bare minimum.
Well, apparently,
of what you can expect.
And for some of your athletes being smart, getting some good grades, that pours a little bit more into your pockets as well. That's the one.
We're still playing that game.
That's
aren't
the
we?
One area where you probably would get the most debate on that one, or why couldn't you just put that into a pool where that's more NIL money for those guys because they are the ones
getting
that
the grades?
That are getting the grades. They are the ones that are working hard. Not saying that there shouldn't be plenty of spots and opportunities for Ross Bjork, who has a very important job, and he's at the very top of the athletics department, so he has a lot to pay attention to and a lot of things that he's got to work on for the university.
College football season hasn't started yet, but we had a national champion declared yesterday. Did you know that?
Yep. I didn't know that.
National champion in football declared yesterday. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's at the intersection of Bryce and Gender Road. And there's a couple minute delay due to another crash that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270. On the west outer belt at I-70, it's going to be stop and go from West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Put on SPF 100 because Fresh Time Market has some hot summer savings. Grab deli-style thick-slice bulk bacon for only $3.99 a pound. Buy a dozen Fresh Time organic pasture-raised large eggs and get one free. Find these and more at Fresh Time today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
You know, they're working on lots of stuff in the United States Senate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Save College Sports Act.
The Act.
Daylight Savings Time. I don't know, man. They're working on lots of stuff.
God, we don't talk to my wife about getting some extra daylight at the, especially when it turns to wintertime. She don't like it when it's 5 o'clock, 5:30, and it's just pure darkness.
You know what I don't like?
Mm-hmm.
When it's 9 o'clock in the morning and it's pure darkness.
Yeah,
you don't just wave a magic wand and an extra hour of light appears. You have to take it from someplace else.
You lose it somewhere else.
Let's send our kids to school in the pitch black.
It's better at nighttime. Kids can go to school a little later. What's a big deal?
Well,
hey, Teddy, sign me up for that. But you know what? They won't do it.
No, you know what? We send our kids to school in the pitch black anyway because we make them get up at like 5:30 in the morning.
That's sometimes a different conversation.
Sometimes we make them work out.
And totally ridiculous.
Yes, sometimes we make them work out at 6 a.m. Do that for an hour and then stay there without even showering or cleaning themselves because apparently nobody does that anymore.
Well, that sounds like a...
They're terrified to take showers
problem.
At school.
Wow.
How do you not shower after a workout and then just go through the rest of your day
teenager.
Sweaty?
Do I need to send Derek Dooley over to your house and teach your kid how to shower?
It's disgusting. It's not my kid. It's everybody. Nobody is doing it. No one's doing it after gym class. No one's doing it after a preschool workout.
So Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri pushed forward a resolution yesterday on the Senate floor to declare Missouri the 1960 national champions. Yep. Here's what he said. Today, I'm proud to honor Coach Dan Devine, Nora Stevenson, and every member of the undefeated 1960 Missouri Tigers.
Dan Devine of the Green Bay Packers.
Their promise was kept. Their championship was earned. Their record remains perfect. And Kansas still lost. Now, let me take you back to 1960 because I know a lot of you don't know or don't care. Missouri having a fantastic year. They were ranked number one in the country before they lost to Kansas.
Yeah, that's right.
Last game of the season.
Yeah,
however,
came out
after the fact that Kansas was using ineligible players.
They had to
vacate the win.
They were screwed. That didn't happen.
So
it's BS.
Missouri claims that it shouldn't be, I think it was Minnesota that won the national championship in 1960. They want to take that back because rightfully they didn't lose a game. They did, but it was against a team that was cheating. So congratulations. By the way, my favorite part of this is that he made this declaration on the Senate floor, got no response from anyone, and they just moved on to the next order of business.
Uh-huh.
No response. But
sounds
he did.
Good.
He did his thing.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
Didn't even do that. They just moved right on.
Look, this is just typical Missouri stuff. Is
typical
what it sounds
Missouri
like to me.
Stuff. You sound
typical,
like a Kansas homer.
No. It's got nothing to do with that. It's just sometimes you just can't even hide how much of a loser somebody sounds like. You know? I mean, they don't even want to look at the fact that even though maybe if they even say that there was some cheating or some ineligibility, there was still a game that took place on a field and you lost it, right? I mean, we had our issues with Michigan. Those cheating bastards with their Connor Stallions, Skip Skaks, Scallywag Stallions,
by the way, I like how
scandal that was going on, but we're not just
coach
taking the victory because we didn't win it on the field.
No, first of all, I'll take the victory.
No, we're not taking that victory.
I will take a Benjamin Victory.
B-I-N.
Benjamin.
Bin.
Not Benjamin.
No, Benjamin.
But I love how, like, a coach gets caught cheating. The professionals, you know, the ones that are adults that should know better. It's like, well, I mean, yeah, he was cheating, but technically there were no ineligible players, so what are you going
to
do?
You should just go into the NFL and continue your career.
But if a player does something wrong and they're playing when they shouldn't play, well, then that's, we got to take that victory right away. We can't have that. Right?
Too much Missouri.
We got tattoos you got. Can't have that.
Nope. Now look, at the time, you couldn't have that. Now it seems a little silly. I've heard too much about Mizzou here in the offseason there. They won't shut up about the schedule. He's talking about what Indiana's doing in the non-conference. You guys need to just can it and worry about yourself.
Let's stick with politics because politics bring ratings. That's what I'm told. Everybody wants Gianni Infantino, the FIFA president, to resign or get kicked out or whatever it is. Everybody except our buddy Trumpy. Donald Trump. What did he say about FIFA?
I thought it was incredible. It was four times greater than any FIFA ever held. And it's probably about five times, actually, they're telling me today.
Well, you know what?
Five times?
He went back to four times. He put on Truth Social. FIFA would be making a terrible mistake if, for any reason, they even considered replacing President Gianni Infantino. He is fantastic. Having just presided over the most successful World Cup by four times ever presented. If he is gone, it will never be as successful or profitable again. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President DJT.
I thought it was incredible. It was four times greater than any FIFA ever held. And it's probably about five times, actually, they're telling me today.
Everybody in the world.
He's trying to get a back-to-back World Cup, isn't he?
Wants this guy out.
I don't know where is the next World Cup. Don't they have like the next like two or three plotted out? It's like Big Ten schedules.
I'm sure they
go
do.
Way out into the future, don't they?
Sure they do.
Like the U.S. Open in golf. I swear I saw another one. How it was out to like 2045 or something like that. It's like, oh boy.
By the way, speaking of future things, we're talking about Bjorky before, mm-hmm. Ross Bjork. He was making the rounds last week at Buckeye Camp, and he was talking to T-Bone and Tyvus. One of the quotes that got some play was, there's not a big appetite to schedule Ohio State past 2030.
Yeah,
right?
I remember hearing that.
Just the atmosphere is changing for who wants to play who in the non-conference, and we've seen Indiana go out and win a national championship without playing buddy in the non-conference, and quite frankly, we went out and won a national championship that year and didn't play anybody in the non-conference. So here's my question to you. Look into a crystal ball. 10 years from now, What do college football schedules look like?
I think they're going to go back and they're going to get bigger and better.
Or strictly conference games?
Yeah, with non-conference games. I don't know. So the two things can happen. I don't think as you are trying to make more money, and if you want to make more money, you're going to have to give fans something better, right? You can't keep playing Western Kentucky or FCS schools or Ohio MAC schools. As much as I love the tradition and still getting to see like one of those games, maybe it gets dialed back to where you get an exhibition game, and that's also something that you can still monetize and sell some tickets for as you're leading up in preseason camp. That could be something. I mean, we're already starting to blend in a little bit of the NFL style training camp. We just did it at Ohio State. We're there for a couple of days, for 3 days. They're selling tickets. They're selling premium tickets. It's looking a little bit like the NFL, but when it comes to the schedules, They gotta make more money, and they can go back to the networks. And when those next deals are out, if they have a game against the SEC, say they stay at nine games for the conference schedule. Then if you have another one against the SEC that's permanent, another one against the Big 12 and another against the ACC, think of what that's going to do. And you could still maybe slot it to where it's like a big beefed up like top dog. Then there's maybe something that's in like the top six. And then maybe there's something that's in like the top 10 of another conference. But you don't go for someone like Ohio State, you don't go to like a bottom feeder of one of the other conferences. You make sure that it's some level of good. And as I said before, when you go throughout your schedule, like in the NFL, you'll likely have a couple of doormats. You'll likely have some sucky teams.
Right. But just the difference is the NFL has centralized scheduling. The Browns aren't going out and finding their own teams.
No.
At some point, I think college football needs to go to centralized scheduling.
That's why it just needs to be some kind of general formula that you use. And maybe they wind up having another Big Ten game, and then there's only two spots because one of these four big conferences could vanish by 10 years' time, right?
And probably will.
Those get consolidated into two bigger conferences. But even if it's 10 games in the Big Ten, then maybe there's two games against the other conference and there's some type of big on big, big on medium to where whether it's on the road or at home,
big on
there's
big.
Still big on big, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like Greg Oden against Zach Edey.
All right.
Big on big.
What do you think about that, Trumpy?
And Ohio State and also your receptions leader, Emeka Ibuka. Where is he?
Where is that guy?
Look at him. Inside the Buckeyes, coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at traffic slowing down due to an accident. That's on West Broad Street at Hague Avenue. And we've got another slowdown due to a crash on northbound 270 at I-70 on the west outer belt. Things are moving slow there from West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals. From Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need Smart Grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? The rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at MurphyTractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
In The Fan, weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
We have a producer who passes out easily, and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Are your windows leaky? On a day like today, it's bad. Probably swimming in your house if your windows are leaking. Call my friends at Universal Windows Direct because they're not going to install them today, obviously. But you can put a plan together. How about this? Buy four windows, get four free. And 48 months of 0% interest-free financing. Same as cash.
You need a good seal, too.
Oh.
Today's an important day to have a good seal.
My God. Ba ba da ba da ba 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 da ba. What was I saying?
Baby.
Oh, I'm selling windows. Universal Windows Direct. Call them today for your free in-home estimate. 614-502-5220. Or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Let's do some...
Inside the Buckeyes.
Huh?
Inside the Buckeyes.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Let me start by telling you guys what's coming up on Saturday's edition of Buckeye Replay. Hope everybody's been enjoying listening to some classic Buckeye broadcasts. I think it's a nice way to spend 8 weeks and time it right up with the start of a new season.
I like everything about it.
Except
for the host.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I try to minimize that so it's less of me and more of the broadcast booth. So we're going to be after the Browns preseason game at the Bears. Teddy, can you believe it? My God, we got our first Browns preseason game.
Already?
All right, let's move on.
Can you believe that?
Can't believe it's time.
August 15th, so right after that, about 4 o'clock, we will have a late 80s game, another Greg Fry orchestrated comeback, Ohio State versus LSU, September 24th, 1988, John Cooper's first season.
Back-to-back Greg Fry games, isn't it?
Back-to-back Fry games.
He's getting some play.
Greg Fry was part of a few exceptional comebacks in his career. He was a starter for 3 years.
Underrated quarterback, Greg Fry.
They were down by 13 late in the fourth quarter, 33-20. Otani. Then after Carlos Snow scored, talk about underrated guys, right? They needed it really quick. And in addition to LSU being dumb and not running clock, they took a forced safety. See that sometimes. Gave up 2 points. Buckeyes got the ball back, so it's 33-29. And a big drive with plays made by Jeff Graham, who we mentioned yesterday, and Snow led to Greg Fry finding Bobby Olive on a 21-yard touchdown.
Everybody!
With 30 ticks left for a 36-33 lead. They would hang on to win that. That was Bobby Olive's first touchdown catch in his career.
There's a lot of names there, man.
Good way to do it. Buckeyes would finish, wouldn't finish well in Coop's first year there. LSU would go on to share the SEC title, but that was a big comeback nonetheless. Why, here's one thing as I go on to this current football program, but kind of where we've been over the last couple of decades. Why has there not been any kind of dip in production? Dip? At Ohio State versus many other famous football brands or football programs. Would you like to hear your guy, James Laurinaitis, give his reasoning for why that's been so?
I would love it.
And then you can build on top of that. This was with Bishop and Friends late last week.
The unique thing about Ohio State that I think is different from, gosh, it seems like every other blue blood program is, we've talked about it when we were hosting together, like it's the lack of the dip,
yep,
right, and what the expectations and the production. But the culture has been established way back from Woody. And no matter what coach has come through, they have their own style. But the main culture of the university, you know, the tradition, the people, the excellence, has maintained. And so Woody said it, you went with people. And obviously that carried along to every coach after him. And Coach Day's done a phenomenal job. I know he reaches out to the former players and all the time and wants them to feel welcome as well. So just part of it, man. It's this weird but awesome, hey, I'm going to make sure the guys behind me, hopefully they're better than I am,
mm-hmm,
right? And then hopefully you did something to elevate the standard that came before you. And those are massive shoulders that we all stand on, the guys that laid the foundation here.
So James picks a pretty, you know, key football thing that you hear a lot about with the culture, just carrying over from year to year. Do you think that there's something more to it than that? Because I do. He kind of mentioned it. He kind of weaved it in there in that response.
What?
I think it's picking the right head coach.
Well, yeah,
which is something
has a lot to do with it.
And look, like it's pretty easy to screw that up, as you can see. Like a lot of people had their thoughts about Ryan Day and if that was correct when you go from Urban Meyer to go with someone that's already on the staff and not go out there and get somebody that has that experience coaching a big-time program. That's a pressure-packed move to make, to go with a guy that doesn't have that experience, but he gave you shades of what he could do, but it's just he had a three-game pack when Urban Meyer was suspended. It's tough to know in your heart that that's going to be right, and it's also easy to say, oh, well, it's Ohio State. I mean, look at all the resources they have. It's pretty tough to screw that up, but yet there's so many other examples out there of when you didn't make that right hire, and it all goes to crap,
that's
even
right,
though you have resources.
I don't think necessarily that, you know, a guy like Urban Meyer was a wild card because Urban Meyer had won 2 national championships. That was a no-brainer. Urban Meyer wants to come here. You hire Urban Meyer. I think you look at a hire like Jim Tressel, quite frankly.
Total wild card.
That's one,
yeah,
that could have gone sideways.
Absolutely. He's an FCS coach,
right,
that wins national championships. That doesn't mean that's automatically going to work at the next level.
It would be unheard of for a program like this in 2026 to fill its head coaching vacancy with an FCS coach.
Yes, it would.
You know, it'd be unheard of.
Yes, it would. Like, if you're Kansas State, I don't know, I'm not sure if that was FCS or if that was lower level, but they picked a guy, Klein, from one of the Dakota schools, right? He's done all right, but you're not going to see that at Ohio State. I got time for one more quick story. Would you like to hear a great story from the legend Thad Matta? We had a lot of tidbits like Laurinaitis and stuff being a Buckeye football camp, but this was a week or so ago. Thad Matta, the legend, joined T-Bone and Tyvus, and he had a great story about one of the best players that he ever coached.
Have you ever been in one of these exhibition games and something shocked you that you wasn't aware of or you wasn't ready for from one of the players? Good or bad? Good or bad?
Good. I tell you a great story. We had gone down to play Hugs at West Virginia in a secret scrimmage one time. And I'll never forget, we're down one with, I don't know, 30 seconds left. I take a timeout. And this kid named D'Angelo Russell says, hey, look, we're winning this damn game. And we got a 3-hour bus ride. And I'm going to enjoy the ride home. He hits the game winner. And I think he ended up with 33 in the scrimmage. And we get on the bus. And I turn to the coach and I say, look, find us another point guard. And they're like, what? I said, he's out of here at the end of the season. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, did you guys just see what he did? I said, he's a pro. And so at that moment, I knew D'Angelo was only going to be in Columbus for a little while. And I'll never forget, that was like one of the shockers there.
You know, it is. D'Angelo was great. We saw that fairly early on, but I also think that is kind of a shocker to see how good he was that early.
And he was right. He was one and done.
I mean, he's a we've seen five-star players, right, that are good, but they're not like, oh, he's going to be a top three pick. But within the first 5 or 10 games, every Buckeye fan was like, oh my God,
unfortunately,
we got a special one.
The team around him wasn't very good.
They went to the second round and made a run at Arizona. And they played decently well. They beat VCU, I think, in the first round. But, yeah, they were all right. It was kind of the last good team that Thab would have.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing slowdown if you're on eastbound 70 on the west side at 270. And there's a crash at the intersection of West Broad Street and Hague Avenue causing some slowdown there. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new hottest fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. As far as we know, they're still on for Dime a Dog Night at Huntington Park, where the Columbus Clippers are scheduled to host Omaha. Cincinnati Reds begin a series in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Reds have dropped 3 in a row. Cleveland Guardians, who dropped 2 straight, begin a series in Detroit with the Tigers. Guardians 4 games out of first in the AL Central and 2 back in the wild card standings. Also, at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field tonight, Columbus Crew scheduled to face Pumas in league's play. That is supposed to start at 7:30. NBA announcing their opening night schedule for the coming season, and it has LeBron James making his Philadelphia debut against the champion New York Knicks October 20th in New York. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. We have rapid fire coming up at 4:30. We have Timmy time at 5:30. I'm excited about the Timmy time because it's a little Curb Your Enthusiasm theme.
Yeah, a little game that we can do inspired by Curb. I mean, you and I are big fans of the show through the years. You kind of cooled on it as it got later on.
There's a reason why.
Yeah,
though.
But I've tried to go into many, many different seasons, so there could be even some that are later on in its life where you might realize, okay, Larry is probably right here, but the whole show is basically, is Larry right or is Larry wrong? Like, you're going to be on one side of it. He gets very annoyed and frustrated by everything. It's almost like you or I.
I was going to say, that sounds very familiar.
I don't really go into a situation and notice what's right. I notice what's wrong with things, a lot like Larry. So
you know,
we'll play
right?
The game, is Larry right?
You know what's right now?
I do.
Jenny's here.
It's time for an inside look at the fan with everyone's favorite foul-mouthed female, Jen Winters.
Oh, I forgot it's sponsored.
It is.
This is the generic one.
Oh, that's okay. It's sponsored.
Talk about
by
your sponsorship.
My friends over at Hydrate Me Med Spa, where I have started shooting myself up.
How's it going, by the way?
It's going. It's weird because, like, Saturday, I do it now on Saturday nights because that's, I work Saturdays, so then Sunday I have off.
Yeah, right.
And so
that's smart.
I had some side effects the first week, and then this week the side effects waited until last night to show up, which is fine because you take a pill, you feel better.
You got the Zofran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then not really eating much, which is the whole point, which is good. I don't want to weigh myself. I will wait until I go in.
No, that's good. I like that philosophy.
See Stacy, my nurse practitioner, in a
Stacy's
couple of weeks.
Mom, does she come in as well?
She's
got it going on.
She's got it going on. But no, so I go to the one over in Grandview, and there are four locations in in Central Ohio, Granville and Powell, New Albany, and then Grandview. So, yeah, it's great. I love them. I'm excited to do this. And
the one in Powell is technically like Shawnee Hills. It's right up by me.
By you.
I want to meet you there.
Okay.
All right. Because I want to get some smoothing done on my facho. Oh,
on your facho?
Yeah.
I was talking with Reeser over the weekend, and he said that he gets this one shot, and it helps for brain fog.
But, well, I need many of those.
But when it kicks in, you get this whole body buzz, and you feel light. And he's like, and I felt like I crapped my pants. I said, you didn't crap your pants? And he's like, no, but I just felt like I crapped my pants.
That sounds like an amazing little rush.
Wow.
No, I'll tell you what that means. That means he had the feeling of not giving an F.
How do you feel that way? Like, because I would love to know what that feels
when
like.
When you crap your pants, there's nothing else for you to do.
That's just insane.
Right? It's just like, well that's done.
Haven't we all, better. Haven't we all done it?
Yes.
We've all crapped
our pants, Timmy. Speaking of Larry, are you talking about the Tourette's chef? Because I contend.
That
is my favorite episode of Curb.
I have a good memory. I was still living in the house like as a kid when that episode dropped.
A good episode.
And I think I was 17 at the time or so. Yeah. So like junior in high school. And me and my mom were both super into that show when it first started. And I was glad to hear that because no one in the house ever watched Seinfeld with me. I was watching that alone, and I had a buddy in middle school or whatever. We would talk about the episodes together. But when my mom started watching Curb, I was very excited about that because we would watch Whose Line Is It Anyway? Mm-hmm. Was the other type of show that we watched, which was just straight improv comedy. But the belly laughs that we got on that episode that you're talking about, where it's the Tourette's chef, and Larry decides to save him by just blurting out obscenities as well. That's like, his way of helping someone out.
I know that whole segment by heart, and I cannot say any of it on the air.
You cannot.
No, but, so that was a tough one to try to put into this segment, Jen.
I had a dental appointment, you car wash. There you go.
Uh-huh. Yep. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. So good.
On Thursday, we have our final listener gathering here at the radio station. At least the final one that's scheduled. We may do this in the future, but 5 listeners and a guest will come and join us for... Are we still having pizza?
Yes.
Pizza and pop and fun.
And fun.
And dessert.
And dessert.
And everything.
And the prizes this time, the winners, the 5 selected... They get their own t-shirt. Whatever shirt they want, we will order for them.
Oh, how you
save the
doing?
Best for last, Vanessa Williams, don't we?
That's right. But then the stickers that I had made, we will turn those stickers into t-shirts, and they will be released here shortly. So, yeah.
The Doing Good Mike t-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Is Tress going to sue us for that one?
I hope not, but I like it. It's my favorite, and he better not sue. So if you see something that shows up,
it's a
silhouette of a man with gray hair and glasses, and he's wearing a red vest.
I know Bucky's is going to sue us.
It says Doing Good, Mike.
Yeah, even though it has nothing to do with a beaver.
It looks a little like a beaver.
I would order that shirt ASAP as possible.
I heard you had some storm trouble at the house this morning. Yeah. The power's still out?
Power is out. Power is expected to be restored by Friday at noon.
That's what they're telling everybody.
According to AEP.
They told Beamer the same thing. I walked in here.
Fingers crossed.
Beamer was in here. Yeah. Despite hosting a show at 6, he was in here at 11 o'clock this morning. And I said, what the hell are you doing here? He says, power's out at home. So I'm here.
Yeah.
And they told him the same thing.
Yeah.
Friday at noon. There's no way. They'll get you power before then.
I hope so. But our neighbor who lives behind us, they hate us. My non-sportsman and I know they hate us.
How could anybody hate
you? It's easy to hate us. We don't. What happened? This is a long story, and I'm not going to go into it. But we have a half-dead spruce tree that fell into an arborvitae.
Arborvitae?
It's some sort of giant. It looks like a.
It's like a tall, thin
like
pine.
A thin pine tree.
Yeah.
And so it fell onto their tree. It's just chilling out there. It's not going to cause any harm. But I went home to assess the damage at lunchtime, and I'm like, well, there it is. Okay.
What do we have to do about that?
Find a tree service.
Get out the chainsaw?
Get out. Well, and Bill across the street from us, whenever he hears that there's any sort of tree down, he's got a whole house like wood stove, so he's like right over, you know, with that chainsaw.
Right,
so I might ask Bill to come on over and
that sounds nice,
help us cut this, but it's really a big tree. So that's the thing, is like I don't know, like I have a feeling if Bill comes over, it might be bad news.
Would it fit in your living room?
No.
Well, that's good because it's in your yard.
The thing is probably 20 feet tall. So it's not like a massive tree, but it's very tall. So, yeah. So if anybody out there has a tree service.
Oh, look at you. You got one endorsement. Now you want
some more. Jen Winters 971 on the social media.
I'm GLP-1 shots and I need an arborist.
I need some help, man. I don't want non-sports Matt going out there and cutting his arm off. Or what did you say Greg Norman almost did?
Greg did something with a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw?
He cut his hand. He had a little scare.
Yeah, and I don't
10
need that.
Years ago or so.
Could you
chopping
imagine?
Up some twigs. I can't even imagine someone that's worth like $1 billion wants to mess around with a gas-powered chainsaw.
And the fact that he's really put together, that Greg Norman.
All of Australia.
I mean, he's like John Hamm and Greg Oden down there.
John Hamm's going to be a father.
I know.
Did you see that?
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's got to be in his mid-50s, John Hamm.
Yep. Yeah.
The ham bone.
I mean, it still works when you're in the 50s when you're a man.
As long as you find someone young enough.
Good for that woman.
That sounds really
because
nice.
Why, Jen?
Yeah.
Because you think he's hung like Snuffleupagus?
Yes.
Yes.
Greg Oden.
What else is going on behind the scenes?
I just wanted to thank everybody who helped to put together the football camp last week. It was so much fun. I loved it.
The Buckeye football training camp.
It was, it's like going, I never went to camp because outside sucks, but, getting to go to football camp is so much fun. And it rained like a mofo on Friday morning.
Friday, yeah.
It was really funny.
And you moved it inside.
We moved it inside. But the beginning of T-Bone and Tyvus, if you go to the YouTube page and you watch the beginning of T-Bone and Tyvus, you see me grab our little camera and move it into the tent and it wasn't latching correctly, so I held it up for the first 14 minutes of their show.
And that's why you are the employee of the month.
No, we don't do that anymore. That's good, clean boy Tyler Danberg.
That's right. We cheaped out on that. Now it's employee of the quarter.
It's employee of the quarter, and that's good. Hey, Tyler Danberg deserves that. He works his butt off. He was out there really quickly at football camp. He knows every single player. He knows all sorts of stuff about the players.
Oh, he's an
the players know him,
baby.
And it was so cool to see him interact with the players because they're just like a bunch of like friends. It's amazing.
Speaking of Danberg, real quick before you go, part of Jen, maybe you've heard this already, but part of our goal in our little cubicle space is to try to bring Tyler Danberg down to our level.
You can't
try to get him to say something nasty or something negative because it's like, oh,
yes.
Tyler.
He needs to be protected at all costs.
No,
I got
he
you
needs
doing,
to be dirtied up.
I got you doing afternoon updates and ONNs for the next 8 weeks. How's that sound, Tyler? Oh, great. Sounds wonderful. Got you coming in on Saturday and Sunday every day for the entire football season, too. How's that sound? Oh, sounds good. Love to do it. Well, we were watching a clip and the Savannah Bananas came up. And that left fielder named like Rack or the Rack or Coach Rack or whatever made like that flippy catch. And he said, you know what? It would be great if maybe that guy would. And I said, what? What would die?
Die?
No. That's not what I was going to say. He was thinking something.
Oh, you guys.
And it all started with the Savannah Bananas trying to besmirch or ruin good classic baseball.
That's what it takes for Tyler Danberg.
Please don't ruin him.
Oh, we're going to ruin him good.
Please don't ruin
him. He's going to be smoking cigarettes and cursing like a sailor.
You can ruin Reimer. Let's just not ruin Danberg, okay?
Jenny, thanks for coming.
I love you guys. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen Winters! She falls down. She craps her pants. She roots for the Steelers upside down eggplant. She tells bad jokes and swears on the air. Gets busy in the chat ping pong cup chair.
I want to talk to you about a cheating bastard and how I actually kind of admire him. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to a crash on Bryce Road between East Main Street and East Broad. And watch out for another delay due to a crash on northbound 270 on the west outer belt at I-70. It's moving a little slow there from West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're keeping an eye on the flood watch. With all of the rain that we've seen in central Ohio over the last few days, we're keeping an eye out for the possibility of seeing more flash flooding throughout the rest of your Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, looking slightly better for your weather-wise. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. They do concrete. And let me tell you something. They do the best damn garage floors in the business. I guarantee it. And they can guarantee that it's never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. Maybe you've already had a bad garage floor job done. Maybe you tried to do it yourself, a little DIY project, and it really, really sucks.
That's no good.
No. Comer and Cross, a lot of their business is coming in and fixing other people's shoddy work. And then you're going to see what a real gleaming garage floor looks like. You could have dinner on this floor. They are the best in the business, all certified uniform pros, no subcontractors at Comer and Cross. And because they said that I can do this once in a while, not do it too much because then they get angry with me, but it's rainy and it's crappy out there. Maybe you're having a bad day. Had a bad day again. I'm going to give you 50% off installation right now. You tell them that I told you, that Walker told you that you have AIDS.
They tell them.
And
that you said.
You get 50% off installation. Call 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or go to comercross.com. comercross.com.
Spilled a coffee, broke shoelace.
There is a cheating bastard in the golf world. Now, what he did here is very bad. However, I admire him because he's really, since he got caught, he's taken his medicine. He's taken his lumps, and I appreciate that. He's not making excuses for himself. He knows he's a cheating bastard.
I don't like where you're going with this.
I'm
I don't like
saying,
how you're trying to let off the hook when
I'm
we haven't even heard the details of the story
yet. Go ahead.
This is the most insane, diabolical, complex form of golf cheating that I have ever heard of. Like, yeah, there might be situations where, you know, you hit a ball into the woods, and this is being a cheating bastard too, and like no one knows like how you're looking for your ball, and you're given like the trust pass to take a look around. I'm going to go play my shot on the other side of the fairway, and you don't think that your guy is going to find that ball, and somehow he miraculously finds it. We've all played with that guy who can hit the ball anywhere in the woods. Oh, look at that. It must have bounced off a tree. Got a good sight line of the hole. I'm good.
What you're talking about.
The biggest load that we've seen.
But this.
Cheating. Yeah.
So we got a guy. The guy's name is Zach Holland. He's the cheating bastard. Played college golf. He's a good player. He's a 2 handicap. So he started off in the morning at Winghaven Country Club outside of St. Louis, and he told his group that he was going to be expecting some kind of phone call. Something might interrupt him where he's going to have to take a moment. He doesn't think he's going to have to leave the tournament, but he's going to have to like break away from the group for 5 minutes or so and take this call because it has to do with his ill mother or grandmother.
He was planning this whole thing out.
Oh, whole thing is planned.
Whole thing is planned. He's faking a terminal illness for a relative. It's absolutely terrible. Despicable.
Mortally ill grandmother. He's expecting to take a personal call. So they get up to the third hole and they play out the third hole. And he says to his group, like, now is the time where I got to, like, take this call. So here's what I'm going to do, fellas. I need a little bit of privacy. I'm going to zip ahead to the fourth hole, which is, like, one of their signature holes, a par three. And I'm going to hit my shot. You guys are finishing up on the third green. I'm going to hit my shot. And then I'll take the call. And by the time you guys get up there,
You can play your shots, and then I'll be good to join you for the rest of the round. So what happened was...
See what happened.
He takes that shot in parentheses, in quotations, and group comes up to him. They say, what'd you do? How'd you do? He's like, I thinned it, meaning I got it low on the club face, hit it in the direction of the green, though. It's like, I don't know how it turned out, because the tee to green, you have roughly a blind look at where the pin is. So you can't really see exactly where the ball ended up, but you can tell if you put it on the green or hit it somewhere in that area. So when they get up there, the other three guys hit. They're looking around. There's a ball mark that's within like 5 or 10 feet from the cup. And then they walk up to the cup, and there's a ball in the hole. My God!
He didn't just thin it. He got himself an ace.
We got ourselves a hole in one.
And he didn't even know it.
Didn't know it.
Didn't see it.
Miraculous, right? But as you can imagine, because the rest of the group was not there and they were trusting him that, oh yeah, I had to go take this call and then I'm going to hit so I can save time. But I didn't like go up there. You saw that I was like here. My golf cart was right here at the tee box. There was nothing ill, like his dying grandmother at play here. But people at the club started just getting suspicious. They started talking. Somehow, somebody knew or thought something about this guy. And it so turns out that where that fourth green was is somewhere close to a maintenance shed. And some club members asked the superintendent or other employees that worked at the club to just, you know, would you mind looking into this? Much like when we've had, you know, incidents here around the office, we might go and peruse the videotape.
There's surveillance footage at the maintenance shed.
You might not be able to find anything, but maybe you do.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes it's poo-poo.
Sometimes there's a load of crap.
Yep.
There's a load of crap, all right. Now, as they're looking over this, they see that early in the morning, hours before, I'm thinking it's possible darkness out here, and they get it on the infrared. They see this bastard pulling up in his car, stopping, rolling out onto that fourth green, and he places a golf ball in the cup.
What do you think, Trumpy?
The biggest load that we've seen.
And he orchestrated this entire thing, which is why you want to give him credit, because it's an elaborate scheme.
No, it's not just that.
But there's a pot game. He's winning cash. It's not only a cheating bastard at play. It's also theft right here to accept money under false pretenses.
I agree.
And cheat the game that I love.
And I agree that he should be punished. He should be ridiculed. He resigned from the club, as he should resign from the club when he was brought the evidence. But the thing that I like is that he's taking his medicine. He's going on radio shows and saying, this is the dumbest thing ever. I can't believe I did this. I'm such an a-hole.
Nope, he's looking for exposure.
There's consequences to my actions, and I accept those consequences. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Put him in the gulag for the rest of his life, there, Timmy?
No, I don't. I don't want to waste the space. I'd like him to be dead.
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
Execution. All right, here's this. You're banned from the game for the rest of your life.
Can't play golf.
We put some kind of implant. We put some kind of implant in your body, Teddy. And that if it picks up like a motion, even if you take a swing in your basement, something that signifies a golf swing, it alerts the government. And that's it. There's no like three strikes, you're out. You do that one time, you get to go with no golfie for the rest of your life and be sad because it's the game that you love, but you must not love it because you don't respect it because you cheat. If you do that one time, then you die. And that's it. Because don't give me this. He said sorry. He wants the exposure. He's trying to, you know, get that attention by going on to a sports radio show.
I'm sorry.
Put in jail the guys that are doing that show for giving this guy a platform.
Teddy, we're just pretending it's Friday now, aren't we?
He wouldn't have said sorry if he didn't get caught. You always say that, too. That's the only reason he's speaking up now is because he got caught by his guys at the club.
You know what, Teddy? Since we're pretending it's Friday, why don't you go ahead and take tomorrow off? All right?
Tomorrow will be my Saturday.
Are you taking Friday off as well?
No.
Are you taking next Friday off?
Yes.
What about the full week after that?
Yes.
Oh, he's going to the beach.
North Kakalaga.
Right, he's going to North Carolina.
You going to write about it?
Write about
he's
it?
He's going to Jones Sausage Road.
Ooh, Jones of Sausage.
Jones
Falls Sausage. Of the Noose. You going to have a little cookout, Teddy?
I should. Yeah. If there's a cookout.
Yeah.
Have you had cookout before?
No.
Embarrassing. You got to come back with a review because I haven't had it before. I'm itching.
You should go to the South.
I'm not going to the South. It should come here. They're opening one in Cincinnati. That's as close to the South as I'm going to get.
It's almost Kentucky.
I'm just saying. I go down to Cincinnati. I start to get the shakes. I cross that river. Bad stuff happens.
Cross the Ohio.
Bad things happen to me, man.
What happens?
I went to that airport down there. Mess you up. How you doing, little partner?
Had to go to Kentucky to get to England, huh?
That's right. I did.
Interesting.
Rapid fire coming up in 2 minutes. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Avoid Lockbourne Road between Refugee Road and Marion Road. That is currently blocked due to fallen power cables. And we've got an accident causing delay on West Broad Street at Hague Avenue. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, the rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Dan and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet. For tomorrow, we get things started with T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Ask Tyvus Anything at 7:30. I hope one of the questions that you ask him is, "What did you watch on your Fire Stick last night?"
Oh, come on, not more bees on bees. You can only watch that so many times in a week span.
Rothman and Ice, noon to three. They will talk to Adam Schefter from ESPN at 12:30, and then tomorrow on this show, it's Good Clean Wednesday, Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sherin. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. You can pre-order Rimmer's book now. What the hell is it called again? It Doesn't Get Any Better Than This is the name of the book. You find it on Amazon. Just search Jeff Rimmer 1M and pre-order the book. Now it's time for Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number one.
Yesterday, you guys were bringing up underrated Buckeyes, and you mentioned several of them. So if you could pick one of them and add them to this year's team, which one would you add?
You know, I was thinking about this guy when I was driving home last night. It's not a guy that I mentioned on the show yesterday, but I want some leadership on defense.
Okay.
I want some leadership on defense. I want some toughness on defense. I want somebody in the middle of that field to really lead by example. Show everybody what's up.
Don't say you're going to name one of our guys that we know well and good right now.
I'm not, because he's not underrated. You talking about Laurinaitis?
No, I was actually talking about Joshua Perry.
No,
who I thought was a great tackler back in the day and a great leader and someone that would maybe didn't get a lot of
with
praise.
Him, I'm going with John Simon.
Oh, okay. That's a guy that's at Urban Meyer's Thanksgiving dinner table
that's
for sure.
Exactly right.
He's probably got an armchair on the end. That's how much Urban Meyer loved John Simon. I mean, he literally gave up his body for Ohio State. It's him on the end and probably Tim Tebow on the other end of that table.
But if John Simon tears his pec again, then I'll call Joshua Perry. Then he can come in.
I don't know if I mentioned this guy either, but we might have mentioned him off the air. What about somebody, because it's not that I'm not hoping that Kenyatta Jackson and Bo Atkinson and company and some of these defensive ends really have an impact this year and put up some numbers, but a guy like Tyquan Lewis, I think I did mention him. He's still playing in the NFL. He's had a very solid career, and he had 24 sacks in a 3-season span for the Buckeyes. That's pretty good stuff. But again, in that time frame where you got the Bosas and Chase Young, kind of gets overlooked a little bit. Give me him, Teddy.
Rapid fire number two.
Last year, Penn State and Clemson, they were both preseason top 5 teams, and they failed to even finish in the top 25. So give me two top 10 teams from this year's poll that may not fall out of the top 25, but you think they'll miss the playoffs.
Let me take a look.
Oh, I mean, Mizzou is up there, right? We're talking about a team I'm tired of hearing about. What are they ranked, Teddy?
Is not in the top 10, though.
Not in the top 10. Okay.
So they're actually, they're 25th.
Okay. All right.
They're 25th.
Get them out of there. I was way off.
I'm going to say Texas A&M.
Okay.
Ranked 8th right now. I say they don't make the playoffs. And I'll say Ole Miss at 10. They don't make the playoffs.
Boy, is it a year where Indiana maybe isn't necessarily that bad, but they lose a few games and they miss out on the postseason? We know that they're not going to have much trouble in the non-conference. I want to see who they play really quick. Aside
in the non-conference,
from
nobody.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. Nobody. I want to see the rest of their schedule. They've got their only really difficult game is, I mean, us, and then they go on the road to Michigan. I kind of think they can. I'll go with A&M and Oklahoma. Well, give me those two that are in the top 10 right now to start.
Rapid fire number three.
Okay, now give me two teams that aren't in a playoff position right now, but you think they'll end up making the playoffs.
Oh, you got the toughies. You got the toughies today here, Teddy.
I'm going to go with, what's playoff position?
Top 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple teams, you know, that'll jump up there that are qualifiers, but
all right, I'll go with Utah. And I'll go with Washington.
Let's go with BYU and Iowa. I'll go with a sneaky Big Ten
so
guy.
So we both have a Utah school and a Big Ten school.
That's right.
All right. Rapid fire number four.
The NFL preseason action kicks into gear starting this Thursday with games also on Friday and Saturday. How much preseason football will you guys be watching?
I'll have it on. You know, what I like to do is I like to go in the basement. I put the stereo on, I put music on, and I flip around. And so if there's games going on at that moment, I'll put on a preseason game. I don't necessarily care who it is. It's not like I'm sitting there analyzing talent, but just the presence of football, live football on my TV, makes me feel whole again. So I'll probably watch a fair amount of preseason football.
I don't have that much to add to that one, Teddy. That's basically how it's done. It's just sort of we've reached the mile marker is what that is. We joke around. We do the, oh, my God, can you believe that we got this? Can you believe that we got that?
No, you guys never do that.
Never, never. It's just something you want to check up on maybe some of the undrafted free agents that you might have pinpointed for your favorite team to see how these guys are doing. The main thing that you're looking for is to try to stay injury-free. I'll tell you one tip that you should follow. If you're doing fantasy football, don't have your draft until as late as humanly possible. I see so many people doing it here in the early stages of August. Forget about just the preseason games, but there's a lot of camp practices still left to go. So delay that as far as you can.
Rapid fire number five.
We've had quite a lot of storms the last few days, so tell me a couple of your favorite songs that have some type of a mention of rain in it.
Oh, man, there's a ton of songs, Teddy. I don't know if I can pick a favorite. You got the
give me a couple.
Got the November Rain, right?
Yeah, I love that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to a little bit of Travis the other day. Why Does It Always Rain on Me? That's in the title of the song.
What is the
No Rain by Blind Melon?
Right, all I can say is that my life is pretty plain.
Uh-huh.
Puddles gather
OD.
When it rains. Yeah, that's the one, Blind Melon. And Garbage, I'm Only Happy When It Rains.
That's good.
That's probably one of the top ones.
Yeah.
I think of Matty.
What about you,
I think of Matty Ice when I think about that song too, because he's one of the guys around here that would always say how much he loves it. Like, he's in a better mood when it's raining,
he
not
loves
just
being
cloudy.
Inside in the rain.
Rainy, yeah, is what he prefers.
I like sleeping in the rain. I like to hear the pitter patter of rain on my windowsill.
That should be a song. Sleeping in the rain. Shouldn't
there's,
it?
There's singing in the rain.
Singing in the rain.
Right.
That's a very
sleeping
popular one,
in
too.
The rain.
Sleeping in the rain. It's the hobo musical.
Frankie Valli can do that.
They're
one.
All under the bridge, and they're dancing. And
singing about how they're sleeping
good,
in the rain.
It's good to have a little time out if you're on your motorcycle under that bridge.
What about you, Teddy?
I have a couple you haven't mentioned. Thunderstruck, AC/DC.
Okay, very good.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then a guy that you sort of had do one of the Walker Texas Ranger songs there last week, the Garth Brooks, Little Thunder Rolls.
I'll take your word for it.
Thunder Rolls. Yeah, that was one of his
and
huge...
And the lightning
huge,
strikes.
Yeah.
Bow,
that's actually bow. What Tyvus is watching on the Fire Stick tonight. Thunder Rolls.
What about like that stupid song that you would just sing? Just rain, rain, go away. Come again another day. Just get stuck in your head.
I don't know if that's going to make it on the favorites list.
Not my favorite, though.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for contributing, Timmy.
What do you call that? Only came up with like five different songs.
Kyler Murray has been named Vikings starter, shocking no one. So he was competing with J.J. McCarthy, who will probably, I assume, be inactive most weeks because they got Carson Wentz there, and they're probably going to make him the backup quarterback because he's a veteran, and I assume he'd be more comfortable with a veteran coming in mid-game than somebody fresh off the turnip truck.
That's no surprise. Why not? Did you also see any like clips? I know like part of it is you can take anything from training camp practices. I mean, how many reps do they run even in just one training camp practice when either the public or media is able to like record? You can make any kind of montage that you want is what I'm saying.
Right.
But still, when I see footage of a wide receiver as talented as we know Marvin Harrison Jr. to be, and he's not doesn't even have a defender on him. He's essentially just running the routes against air, right? Wouldn't you catch 100 out of 100? A guy that's that transcendently good? You shouldn't be able to find any footage of him dropping a ball that's right to his hands. And there's some clips out there, my God, that not just from Cardinals practice where the quarterback's struggling, the whole offense is struggling, but a lot of Marvin just dropping footballs.
I am shocked. As hell.
This is kind of it this year, right? Where if you don't do it this year, you are bust status. Full on bust status. If you don't get back to being right this year.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that big fat contract. You're going to be playing catch up the rest of your years.
Some mustard.
Mm. Ketchup.
Relish.
Hines.
He's going to relish his days at Ohio State.
He'll be playing catch-up while he relishes.
The NFL has changed the way the challenge system works. Small little detail, but I think it could be important. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident causing delay on Bryce Road between East Main Street and East Broad Street. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Play this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
The Buckeyes have something for the LSU Tigers in 1988.
Hear Buckeye replay this Saturday at 4 p.m. on The Fan.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, we got a story about a change coming up in the NFL replay system here in a minute, but I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They're experts at treating that low T. We've used that. Man, it's amazing. Helping people lose weight now as well. But one thing that they really target, they target Ed, man. Ed's no bueno.
Ed Reed?
I'm not talking about ED. I saw, you know, AR walking around with all the Hall of Famers. Not Ed Reed.
Eric Dickerson?
Not Eric. I just said not Eric Dickerson.
Sorry.
That ED. I'm talking about erectile dysfunction. It's bad, man.
Mess you up.
Mess you up big time. I mean, you think about that, it can affect more than just your sex life. People just think about the sex. But man, it's the relationship.
I don't like it when you say it like that.
It's important. You have to emphasize it, Mike.
I know, but you make it sound filthy. It's supposed to be a beautiful thing.
Sex.
No, that's even worse.
Sorry.
Stop it.
I can't please you. Much like you'll be able to please your significant other if you don't have ED. That's where Tri-State Men's Health comes in. Start checking them out at tristatemenshealth.com. Two lovely locations, easy to get to right here in Central Ohio. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God. They're using advanced medical science to get the job done here. So get that first visit, $99. And guess what? You'll get advised that test dose. If it doesn't work in the office, the whole visit is free. So nothing to worry about there. Visit tristatemenshealth.com. Say goodbye to Ed.
Kid wasn't in the house last night.
Kid wasn't in the house last night.
No, she was over at my parents sleeping over.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys do a little dinner? A little dinner together?
We did a little dinner together.
You didn't, did you? You didn't.
Was that it?
No, you didn't.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too tired. Maybe tonight.
We erased the chalkboard not a long time ago.
What does that mean, you erased the chalkboard?
Days since an incident.
It's always good.
Single digits right now,
you
baby.
You want a pat on the back for screwing your wife, huh?
Hey,
how about you, Teddy?
Hey,
what'd you do
what?
Last night?
You know what? I thought you of all people might appreciate that.
No, I do appreciate
you know,
it.
The time goes on. You got your family. You got no time to yourselves.
I know.
You share a wonderful moment with the person you love.
Come on. The NFL has made a little change to the replay system. So, Rule 15, Section 1... Article 1,
whatever the hell that means,
now reads, the head coach or head coach's pregame challenge designee can initiate a challenge by throwing a red flag onto the field of play before the next legal snap or kicks. And previously, the coach is the only one that had the red beanbag. The coach had to make that call. All right, but now, as long as the referees know who the official designee is, before the game, you know, let's say it's
Slippy Jones.
Well, like Matt Patricia would be a guy.
Matty P.
Right, but this is NFL, not college football.
We have like some like designee. I don't want someone that's, you know, like an official coordinator with a lot to focus on. We need somebody that's focusing on replay. We need somebody that is attentive.
Well, the
someone
person
that's
who's
just
focusing
dialed in
on replay is going to be up in the booth. So what do you want him to do? Throw the beanbag from the box all the way down on the field? Actually, that would be something.
What about
if you had like a little flare gun that you just shoot the beanbag down?
See, I was just going to say like a red laser pointer, which I think those should be just outlawed in sports. If you are ever caught with a laser pointer, that's also execution.
Are we done
but
with
a flare
that?
Gun would be even better.
I saw that somebody got laser pointered, lasered in the eye in like
it was
the
a
Phillies
baseball game
or
right?
something, right? That was a thing back in the 90s when I was banging.
Yeah.
That was like a newfangled thing. Like, let's do the laser pointer. It's like, come on, man. It's 2026. We're still doing laser pointers, you loser.
See, that was the good thing about going to the Jersey Shore for summer vacation every year is all of the little shops and arcades, they would be in on whatever the trend was. Like before we had the internet, that was a good way for me to know like what exactly was hopping
so now
in America at the time.
Squishies in every single
Squishmallows,
store.
Squishmallows, Mellows, Squishmallows.
No, those are yeah. out. Now you need the stuff the stuff you squeeze in your hands.
Oh,
like
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A
they're
strawberry or a stick of butter or
right.
some sort of dumpling looking thing
they
that my daughter's
like that.
Obsessed with.
I hate them.
I don't get
the
it,
dogs
man.
Dogs get into them too. Jack had one of those for a minute and Salem went and ate the damn thing, burst it, and there was this liquid goo all over the place.
Liquid goo, Timmy.
I love how Queen Jack is not enough. You're now your wife. You're impersonating my dog.
Oh, take me for a walk, Timmy.
And she's different than Kirk's dog too. No, maybe it is the same dog. I just have Kirk in my mind. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, good. Are you gonna take me on the road again this year?
Oh, hey there, Salem. You seem like a good dog. I think I need you for emotional support.
I want to stay home.
I can't take my private jet today, but I'll fly coach anyway.
Now it sounds like Michael Jackson just walked in.
You're being ignorant.
Oh,
I take
no.
my dog with me, sleep in the bed with me.
But this, back to where we started, I do like that a head coach doesn't have to do this anymore. That's dumb. I mean, there's too much to worry about when you're the head coach of a football team. You need somebody else, someone in support staff that can be watching, paying attention to make sure that nothing is missed. Someone that's maybe like got the game on. Can't you have like a feed of the live game on iPad if you're there on the sideline so that you can quick throw the flag out there?
They have guys that are up in the coaches' boxes. And
they buzz down.
Their job is to look at replay and figure out if something needs to be challenged. And then they would tell the coach, like, hey, man, drop the flag. Or don't drop the flag. You're right, because ultimately the coach has no vantage point, right? He's being told by the guys up in the booth.
Exactly.
So it's almost like, should we just do away with the red thing altogether and just have a little buzzer system where you got a guy up in the coach's booth who can buzz down to the official automatically?
He buzzes right to the head referee.
Buzzes right to the head referee instead of the dramatic, here's the beanbag.
What kind of buzzing would it be is the question, though.
Maybe it's a little sound beep in the headset. Maybe it's a little sound in the headset.
Maybe
Cincinnati
could,
is challenging the call on the field.
Maybe there could be something loaded into Ed Hockley's butt.
Well, he's not an official anymore, but he'll just have it loaded in anyway.
He'll still be the guy. And then we throw it down there to Ed Hockley. And then the bzzz.
That's not it. Where's my buzz? Where's the anal beads, Teddy?
Saxophone music plays.
What did you label that? I searched anal.
It's under vibration sound.
Well, that's stupid.
All the
vibrations.
The vibrations. Maybe some Lethal Weapon saxophone.
Oh, man, I searched anal. Yep. Michigan coach Kyle Whittingham is either playing the best long game of all time or he's a moron. You decide for yourself. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Avoid Fairwood Avenue between Refugee Road and Marion Road. That is closed due to flooding. And we've got an accident causing some holdup on Bryce Road between East Main and East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Despite the crazy weather, Diamond Dog Night still on schedule at Huntington Park with the Columbus Clippers. We'll host Omaha. On the Major League schedule, Cleveland Guardians begin a series in Detroit against the Tigers. Guardians have dropped two in a row, and they're four out of first in the AL Central, two back in the wild card standings. Cincinnati Reds, who've lost three in a row, will open a series in Chicago against the White Sox, who lead the AL Central. Also, the Columbus Crew is scheduled to face Pumas in League Cup play tonight, 7:30. Start at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field. Chicago Bears have lost safety Kobe Bryant to knee surgery. He'll be out 4 to 6 months. Minnesota Vikings have decided on Kyler Murray as their starting quarterback. He signed as a free agent after his release from Arizona, and he gets the nod over J.J. McCarthy. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Big Daddy Paul Keel's just talking about this. Guardians start up a big series with the Tigers tonight. Reds are playing the White Sox in Chicago tonight, and they're having a giveaway tonight at the White Sox game. No, it's not run on the field and stab a coach night, although that's every night at a Sox game. They are doing Pope hat giveaway tonight in honor of Pope Leo being a White Sox fan. They are giving away Pope hats.
Wow.
Yep.
I gotta look at this. Is this on social media? It has to be.
Tomorrow it's Hasidic Jew night. They just give away a bed sheet with a hole in it.
Oh my God. Look at this thing. It's got the White Sox logo right on the front. It's black and gold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It looks like it's something that Fishy could actually wear as a winter hat. It looks like this Pope hat doubles as like a toboggan or beanie. a Beanie Wells hat.
Ah, I'm in agreement with you.
So you know what? Double usage.
This is very hokey, but I'm sure they will sell tickets because of this.
Of course they will.
And I kind of wish I had one.
We'll get you one.
You're going to be a Pope hat?
I'll get you one.
White Sox Pope hat?
What's the most you would pay on eBay for one of these? What do you think someone's going to try to get for one of these? Which I'm sure there's like 30,000 of them. No, they're not going to get that many.
No, they're not giving away 30,000.
15,000, no. Well, you're going to have a lot of them because the whole point is to get people to come to the game. Well, that's the thing that I don't understand. When you're going to do a giveaway and it creates a little bit of buzz on social media, gets people talking about it. Same thing like when the Yankees did the like Costanza bobbleheads. Do enough bobbleheads to where like it fills the stadium, or enough of the giveaways to where every single person that comes to the game is going to get to have one of them.
All right, here's the details on the Pope hat giveaway. They say that they're giving them to all fans.
Good.
So I don't know how many tickets are sold by this.
Good on the Sox today.
But they're giving them to all fans. And Chicago White Sox charity will be making a $14,000 donation in honor of the pontiff. I don't know what they're donating to. Oh, the Midwest province of the Mother of Good Counsel. That sounds nice.
Well, that's lovely. What's your...
And? None is going to...
A nun?
No.
Well, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. They've had nuns throughout the first... I just see a picture of a nun throwing out the first pitch. That's from 2018.
Get Whoopi Goldberg dressed as her character from Sister Act.
Well, I'll come out there and do it. I'll tell you what, man. When I was in Catholic school, when I was a kid, the biggest baseball fans that I knew were nuns.
There you go. Why not?
They were crazy about baseball. They put little pins in their penguin outfits. Their habits.
You gotta have some interests if you're a nun or if you're someone who's celibate. You gotta just dive right into other stuff.
I think their interest
busy.
Is
the Lord.
The Lord.
Okay.
That's probably number one.
How much of your life is that gonna take up?
Right? But like
40%?
Sister Barbara Ann was one of my favorite teachers of all time. She was a nun. She was crazy about baseball. She was a great baker. And
nice.
What else did she love?
Not like Reimer then. Reimer don't mess with no bacon.
No, that's Reimer's weird with that. What were we talking about where I asked him if he'd ever done any bacon or baked some cookies? And he looked at me like,
that's what we're talking about.
I ain't no baker.
Yeah, I ain't no baker. I'm not doing any baking. At least he's heard of baking, though.
Has he?
What did you say your nun's name was?
Sister Barbara Ann.
Is that a Beach Boys song?
Yes, and then we'd sing it to her.
Okay, yeah.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
Sorry.
Kyle Whittingham is the new head coach over at Michigan. And Big Ten Media Days, he's sort of, in some people's opinion, stepped in it by saying he doesn't hate Ohio State, and hate's a strong word, and why would you say that? It's, you know, all that. And he's been asked about this again because that's the way this goes.
He it's going to become a thing.
Will we have a better chance to win if I hated them? I don't understand.
Yes.
Whatever gives us the best chance to win, I'm all for. I want to beat them worse than anybody around. I don't know how this got to be such a hot topic. I do. Look, dude, here's what you have to understand. You have to give the people what they want. Okay? You are the head coach at Michigan. And I'd be saying the same thing about Ohio State's guy if they were trying to downplay this at all. You can't. Even if you feel that way, even if you feel that way in your head, that is just another game for us on our way to achieve our goals, which is win the Big Ten, win the national championship, all that crap. Just another game that we have to conquer, no different than any other game against Purdue. It is. Okay? And even if you just pay it lip service, if you're Kyle Whittingham, all you got to do is come out and say, yeah, I hate those effing guys.
Fake it until you make it.
Right, just
fake
it.
We talk about this as parents, you know, when we're teaching our kids things, we know that they might be a certain type of way. They might be a little bit quieter. They might be a little bit more, you know, introverted, but there might be some situations where they have to just do their best for moments to try to break through that just because it's going to help them out in life. going to help them get to where they're going, achieve some of their goals, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable. We all have to do that as we go on through. I saw like a comment somewhere. It was one of the college football accounts said, Whittingham is a 66-year-old Mormon. Y'all really thought he was going to tell Ryan Day to rot in hell at the Big Ten Media Days? Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. I think I'd like that. You say, oh my God, this is a Mormon dude telling Ryan Day to stick it where the sun don't shine.
It's not because he coaches Ohio State, though. It's because he loves caffeine.
It's no good, man.
Right to hell.
We don't do caffeine.
I understand.
We dock.
Dock?
We soak.
Oh, soak, yeah.
We do
dirty soda. I'm having
fizzy. Yeah, what's the deal with the dirty sodas?
I'm
they can't do like a dirty Coke because that's got caffeine. They can only do dirty sodas of like a Sprite and like a root beer or a caffeine-free. Oh,
I just got a little squirt on the microphone.
You squirted some squirt?
Mm. There's no caffeine in this.
No, there's none.
No. You know what's sad, though?
What?
This contains less than 1% juice.
You want more juice? Because,
you know,
you like it, the juice.
I like it, the juice.
The juice is good.
I wasn't prepared.
I know.
Will Howard, former Buckeye quarterback, now, of course, with the Steelers, and depending on the reports that you read, could be on his way out. Who the hell knows? Because they like Mason Rudolph, and
I don't get
apparently
it.
They attended his Klan meeting, and they're excited.
Is there something that we don't understand that keeps Mason Rudolph a primary backup in the NFL for this many years?
I don't know.
Without even like giving a look-see at somebody else that might be the future.
And they drafted Drew Aller, so they have him. Obviously, they're not getting rid of him.
They're rebuilding him.
So the Steelers host the Packers on Thursday night, and Will Howard said this about the game. I'm so fired up. I can't wait for the game. Obviously, I'm trying to take it day by day, and it's still camp. But sometimes you can't help but look forward a little bit and start getting excited just to be out there and get some live game reps because I haven't played in over a year in live game reps. I think the last time was the national championship. So I've been champing at the bit. Chomping? Champing?
I think it's champing, but chomping could be acceptable too.
Here it's spelled champing, but I've never used that. Chomping at the bit.
Because it's like what a horse does. He champs on it.
For a while to get out there with the guys in a real game-like setting, uniform on, helmet on. I just can't wait. I think tomorrow we're going to start looking at Green Bay a little bit, do some planning a little bit. I'm just really, really excited. He says, I know everyone says preseason isn't real football, but to me, it is. Of course to you it is, man. This is your only opportunity you're going to get to go out and showcase your skills. You want to make this your livelihood for at least the next 10 years if you can.
Yes, this is it. The time is now.
If you don't ball out in a game like this, chance you're working at Citgo tomorrow.
Big deal. And that's what I do love about preseason football is what we said back in the... why did I forget the name of the segment? Rapid fire. Dear God. Back what we were saying about preseason football. For us, it's usually some background noise. We have it on. But there might be the occasional storyline like this that is really, really important for somebody.
Big Ten teams are on upset alert. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to run into a slowdown due to a disabled semi that's blocking the right lane on westbound 270 after US 23 on the North Outer Belt. And we've got an accident on Bryce Road between US 40 and East Broad Street causing some holdup there. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rood Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rood system at RoodColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Bobby Carpenter was voted Best Talk Radio Personality by Columbus Monthly Readers. Catch Bobby daily on Morning Chew, 6 to 8 a.m. on The Fan's YouTube channel, The Fan app, and on demand on the 10 TV streaming app. Oh, and Tito's there too. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're keeping an eye on the flood watch. With all of the rain that we've seen in central Ohio over the last few days, we're keeping an eye out for the possibility of seeing more flash flooding throughout the rest of your Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, looking slightly better for your weather-wise. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy time coming up in the next segment at 5:30. And today I got a game where I'm going to let you, Mike, be the judge. And we're going to look at some clips. We're going to listen to some clips from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Look and listen.
We're just going to we're not going to look. I don't know why I said look. We're going to listen. And you're going to have to judge whether Larry's right or wrong in that particular debate, argument, situation.
I'm looking forward to this.
All right. So I don't take you in your childhood for being the daring guy. Am I right in that assessment? Like doing stupid stuff. Like I'm going to jump off this rock here.
No, I mean, I did my share of stupid stuff, but I was normally the last one of my friend group to do it.
You would be a little bit nervous and everyone else, peer pressure would have you do it.
I waited to see if everybody else was going to die. And then
it's like, well, they all did, then you're out.
They didn't die. So I guess I'm good. I'll try it.
I don't like doing stuff. I don't like doing stupid stuff either. I was never like sneaking out of the house in the middle of the night.
No. I didn't do. I was good and clean.
A bit too nervous to do that stuff. I was good and clean.
My parents would leave the door wide open and say, "Get the hell out."
They dare you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go. Leave.
Yeah. You want to leave at 1 o'clock in the morning and not go to school the next day? I double dog dare you. I saw this thing here. This video going around. There is apparently like official. We have official everything. You know what blob jumping is?
No.
So, you know those big, giant, inflatable things that you sit in the water when you're having a fun time at the lake? You wouldn't have a fun time at the lake, but, like, people would. And then you, like, jump off, like, a 10-foot platform. Someone's on the other end of the blob. You land on it, and whee! You know, somebody flies into the air.
You just assume that I can't have a good time at the lake.
Yeah.
I like how you just assume that.
Yeah.
And you assume correct. I don't know why anybody wants to go to the lake.
No.
It's disgusting.
Who would go to the lake?
It's tepid. Hot. There's amoebas in there that crawl up your ween hole.
And butthole. Stagnant.
Yeah.
Water can be nasty. Dirty-ass water.
How do you have Galveston?
I'm seeing this video here. Someone named Robin Steiner set the world record for highest blob jump at 92 and a half feet.
92 and a half
feet.
How
are you not dead? I thought that, didn't we do this in Mythbusters? Like, it doesn't matter that it's water. You will still, if you smash, you can't just fall into water from any height.
Well, they must
be
landing.
At some point, it'll be like concrete.
Back on the inflatable, right?
No, I'm watching the video of it. The person's body is just flailing around, but they do somehow, like, get their feet to go in first. You got to go in like a pencil or like a dive. Or if you, like, land sideways, that could be the end of you, right?
Technically, I guess you can set the world record, but you just die.
You explode. Right, but no, I mean, I picture the guy's okay. And then I remembered there was this other, wasn't there this story recently where someone jumped off of the Brooklyn Bridge? Some, like, crazy naked person? This was only a few weeks ago.
That's called a suicide
Timmy. No, he was fine. I think maybe he was attempting to, but he lived.
I wonder if that gives you a whole new perspective on life, or if you're just really pissed off. It's like, man, I can't even kill myself. Or if you get out of that water and say, this is the first day of the rest of my life. It's all changed for me now.
I don't know. I don't think it's that easy where you just brush it aside. I mean, for the guy, let me see, a 44-year-old man, Galimazan Abiladeyev, miraculously survived a 278-foot jump.
278?
What are we talking about? On August 2nd, on the top of the Brooklyn Bridge's North Tower.
That's got to be miraculous.
He was naked, too. I love how we have to put that in the headline in NBC News. Naked man. I mean, as you do. I mean, you don't want to get in the water with clothes on, right?
This will make it hard for the rescuers.
What happened to him? Like, did he break every bone in his body? I'm trying to see what the damages were.
He walked away, went to Shoney's. That was it.
We got Shoney's in New York?
No.
Went to Carnegie's.
So I was reading this today about upsets in college football, and we're not seeing as much of them anymore. Actually, we're not seeing any of them anymore, where an FBS school loses to an FCS school.
Like true-on App State catches Michigan.
And there was a period of time where we would see that, I don't say on a regular basis, but we'd see it a couple times per year. Between 2006 and 2021, we saw it 38 times, okay? Now, that's a big sample size in terms of years, but still, 38 times. In 2022, it just happened once. In 2023, once. In 2024, zero times. And last year, zero times. And people are wondering why. And I think it's very simple. It's not the NIL, it's the transfer rules. Because guys who are any good at that level automatically transfer out, go someplace else. And so teams don't really have an opportunity to have any sort of unity. Usually a team like an App State is going to come in here and beat Michigan. You got a bunch of veterans on that team.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have a bunch of like first-year players with potential. Got a bunch of veterans who have been there, done that. They've toughed out some tough wins at their level. But we're not seeing that anymore. But this article I was reading pointed out some games this year that could change that. Some potential upset watch games.
Okay. Yeah.
And there are some Big Ten teams on this list.
All right.
For example, South Dakota State, which is ranked number 3, by the way.
In the FCS?
In the FCS.
Jackrabbits?
Yes, Jackrabbits. They're at Northwestern. Okay?
Okay.
So that can be one.
I think that might be the school where Chris Klein came from, who took over Kansas State after winning national championships there. Maybe it was one of the other Dakota schools. I feel like it's that one, though.
Youngstown State, who is number 9 at their level, at Kentucky. They're going to play there this year.
All right, go Gwens.
North Dakota, not state, just North Dakota, at Nebraska. Man, I'd love to see that. Although, is it just cruel at this point just to wish more poop to be thrown on the Cornhuskers?
No, do something about it. Stop sucking.
Tennessee Tech at Mississippi State. Who is the head coach at Mississippi State? Do you know? I had to look this up.
Golding
earlier.
Is at Ole Miss.
No, he's gone. He's dead.
Mississippi.
Jeff State. Lebby.
Lebby, okay.
Did we know that?
Well,
Jeff Lebby.
I don't know, like, if that's his, is that his first head coaching gig?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was Oklahoma's OC for a couple of years.
Austin Peay at Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt was like the new darling of the SEC, and now we're saying that they might have a chance to get upset
by
an FCS team?
That's what this dude is saying on CBS Sports.
All right.
But you know what? Somehow, if it happens, if you have Austin Peay beating Vanderbilt, if you have Tennessee Tech beating Mississippi State, if you have Youngstown State beating Kentucky, it's only because whoever they played in the SEC the week before or something softened them up.
Of course.
Right? That schedule is just a meat grinder. They can't possibly be expected to go out there and beat one of these teams.
Or we had some injuries, or we were focused on, the schedule that was coming ahead. I would imagine, too, that there's just been less of the games, right? Even though that we've seen like the Indianas of the world, and clearly by this list, there are still FCS versus FBS games. There's probably a lot less of them just happening in general. We know that there's some.
We still play them.
Yeah, but there's some individual programs that take a stance against playing an FCS. Do we?
Good. I wish we would.
We played Grambling, right? Just last year.
We played Youngstown State, didn't we?
Yeah.
Didn't we just play them?
Yeah, and didn't Grambling start off last season? Wasn't that the game? Or was that 2 years ago?
I don't know.
I think
it all blends together to me.
Texas was the first game last year.
Teddy, what are you doing to me with these stories in the prep? You just like to piss me off, don't you?
What do you do?
You get a Greg Olson story, or is this something else?
Tony Romo getting a DUI could be the worst thing that ever happens, because now every single story that Teddy gives me in the prep is, how can Greg Olson rightfully get his number one job back? Perhaps it's at CBS.
No, J.J. Watt's going to take...
No, how dare you?
Oh, yeah.
No, you got to poach Greg Olson. It's not fair. It's not fair to him.
He's been wronged, man.
I know, he's been wronged. He's on the number 2 booth. You can't work like that. You can't live like that.
That sucks. It's the way Fox was wronging James Laurinaitis and Brandon Gaudin. Those guys deserved better.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Give them their rightful spot at the top.
James got better.
He's coaching.
A linebacker coach at Ohio State.
He is.
That's better.
He's coaching now.
What happened to Gauden?
Dead. Voice of the Braves. Voice of the Atlanta Braves.
Why do you got to come with facts?
I don't
want facts.
I don't have that many.
I want just wild assumptions. He's dead and gone.
I don't have that many facts, so it's actually fun. Fun fact, when I was a younger man and I thought that I might go into baseball, imagine that. There's no way. I mean, I could have tried for a decade and I wouldn't have gotten a job. That's probably true. But I was down to maybe the final three for the Orem Owls play-by-play position.
Oh, the Orem Owls, Teddy.
The Orem Owls out of the now-defunct Pioneer League. It was Major League affiliated. It was official MILB. And the other guy...
pay? Movie ticket coupons?
I think it would have been a stipend. I would have gotten $45 a month for a car payment.
Uh-huh.
And I probably would have had to live with a host family. I probably would have had to live in like a Mormon compound. Place was just south of Provo,
okay.
Utah. And the guy that got that job that year was Brandon Gauden, who would then go on to be James's partner. And he was actually the voice used on Madden Football. And now he's still doing Big Ten games and the Braves.
I argue that you are more successful than him.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
Because you're sitting here next to me.
That's very nice of you to say.
And he's not.
I did meet him at the Schottenstein Center a couple years ago. Very nice man. Lives on Park Avenue, I believe. And we shared a laugh, and I told him that story. He thought that was pretty good.
I actually think you sell yourself short with play-by-play. You've done play-by-play here, and it's pretty damn good. Although...
Oh, stop it.
Although, I don't know if baseball's necessarily your cadence.
I haven't really gotten to do any baseball to prove it.
You're pretty good at the football.
I like doing the football. It's just there's no need for me to do it right now. Good, clean boy, Tyler Danberg. He's going to do a wonderful job doing high school football. And I can't do that with the show anymore.
Doggies, Teddy? Doggies.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now.
All right.
Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Timmy time in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident on northbound 270 at Hamilton Road on the east outer belt. And watch for some slowdown due to a disabled semi blocking the right lane on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. A serious injury changes everything. Medical bills, missed work, an uncertain future. At Cooper Elliott, they fight for people whose lives have been turned upside down by someone else's carelessness. Get the justice you deserve. Schedule your no-cost call today at CooperElliott.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, it's a good, clean Wednesday. Which means you can email us anything. Now, I know that I don't normally talk about Good Clean Wednesday on a Tuesday, but I'm encouraging you to sit down tonight, think long and hard about the most ridiculous thing you can email us, and then do it. GoodCleanBoy@gmail.com. Timmy time!
Mikey, we are going to play a game called Is Larry Right? A Curb Your Enthusiasm judgment game. So you're going to hear a little snippet from one of my favorite shows of all time, the HBO hit show, and you'll hear Larry and somebody else, one of the other characters, having a good old-fashioned argument like you hear all the time on the show. And you're going to be the judge and decide who's right
now,
in this situation. We'll break it down.
Before you begin... Did you make sure to bleep everything?
Yes.
Okay.
But I know you'll still be nervous about it.
Yes, I am going to be nervous about
Good.
It because it was just recently that you played me something that had MF-er in it that was not bleeped.
Thank God we listened to it before the show, though.
Yes.
Right.
Or else...
Right, but we scanned it before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't just wait till the show to listen
but
to
I
it.
But I didn't scan these, so I don't know. I hope
but I,
you
but
did.
But I did.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so situation number one. See, even though I've edited these, you make me nervous now that you
right,
speak
go,
about it.
Go.
Season 5, episode 1.
Get the dump button ready, Timmy.
Stop. The Larry David sandwich. So there's this place called Leo's, fictional deli, supposed to be, I think, Mort's in the Palisades. You've seen sandwich shops, though, that do like celebrity names of the sandwich, right? And Larry finally gets one on the wall, which is something that he always wanted because he goes there a couple times a week. And he noticed that Ted Danson always had a delicious sandwich up there. He's floored when he finally gets the chance until he notices his sandwich is like white fish and capers and cream cheese. So he kind of talked with Ted to make a switcheroo because he was into it. But here's what happens.
My sandwich is turkey, coleslaw, Russian dressing. It's a classic. People come in, they order a Ted Danson.
Yeah, but you're not there. You don't go
in
there.
People are used to my sandwich. I'm not sure they show up. All of a sudden, they're eating, you know, the Ted Danson sandwich has herring and lox.
It's not herring. It's not
herring.
Oh, hey, shut the f*** up. It's not herring, okay? It's white fish and sable. That's not herring. Instead of ordering a Ted Danson, people go and order a Larry David. What's the difference?
One tastes good and one sucks.
Why did you taste it? Taste the sandwich. Taste it.
I don't want to taste it.
Taste it?
All right. I've heard enough.
Is Larry right?
No, he's not. In this instance, he's not, simply because there already was a Ted Danson sandwich. He was a menu veteran. He was on the menu.
That's right.
You are a newcomer to the menu, Larry David. You cannot take an established sandwich and put your name on it. You got to earn your place on that menu. Ted Danson, right or wrong, was on that menu before you. He deserves the better sandwich.
I don't disagree with you. Larry's laying it on a bit too thick there, isn't he?
Yeah.
You got onto the board. You're not going to just...
You should be happy.
You should have to explain what your sandwich is to Ted before the switch happens. Because like Ted's talking there, he doesn't want your crappy sandwich. Mine is a delicious one that people actually order. The other one sucks. Let's go on to situation 2. Season 6, episode 3, the Ida Funkhauser Roadside Memorial. I'm just giving you the name of the episode to set it. It could be a different situation. This one is a snippet about sampling ice cream. This one is a fairly simple daily life nuisance. Here you go.
Got a long wait.
Oh, can I try that tiramisu?
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one. Get that. Get that.
I think I will.
Yeah, get that.
Thank you.
Get that.
And I think I'd like to try the banana, please.
Banana? Whoa. It might taste like, let me guess, a banana?
And some chocolate.
I mean, this is
just
really ridiculous. This is so rude.
Just the plain chocolate.
You know, you're like a sample abuser. That's what you are.
What's the matter with you?
You're abusing your sampling privileges.
What
one
do you think
sample,
I have these
two samples
for?
The most. You can't just go on sample after sample.
Yes, I can.
No,
I
you
can.
Can't.
You know what? I'm just going to have the plain vanilla, please. Thank you.
Oh,
you
a decision's been made. Oh, we got vanilla. Enjoy.
I will say, before the clip starts, she was already like on her third sample.
Yeah.
It was
That's
going
right.
to crazy town
we picked
with the number
up
of samples.
When Larry had just about had enough. He didn't say anything for the first couple samples.
That's right.
He didn't go in there like a raving lunatic.
He let it get to two samples before he started to pass.
In this situation, Larry is 100% correct. This woman knows there's someone behind him. She does not care. It's her time, and that's all that matters to her. I contend.
You contend.
I contend that ice cream samples should be against the law. It's ice cream.
It's going to be good.
How terrible can it possibly be?
And if you...
All right, we're not eating placenta ice cream.
If you picked something that's exotic, that's on you.
That's right.
You went to try
that's
it. That's
buyer beware.
Something. Yeah, right.
You tried it. Didn't work out.
Right.
You learn your lesson. You come back next time. You get something simpler.
If
and at
getting,
the end of the day, she gets vanilla.
Yeah, Brambleberry Crisp for the first time ever at Jenny's, and you're a little unsure about it, and then you get it, and you're like, okay, good. It's awesome. Good for you.
Larry's right.
All right, he's 1-1. Let's go situation 3. Episode 4 of season 7. The hot towel. At Ted and Mary's party, Jeff and Susan got a gift for Ted and Mary, which is their daughter, Sammy, singing a lovely song. only it isn't so lovely.
And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
Can't take my eyes off of you.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I love you, baby.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And if it's quite
that's good.
Right,
that's good. Very good. Very good. Okay, that was wonderful.
Doing?
Very
what
good.
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, no. That was
she's
terrific.
Not done. What are you doing?
That was very good. Very good.
Why are you interrupting her,
good,
Larry?
Huh?
Why are you? She was singing the song. What were you doing?
The song's over.
No, the song was not over. You know the song was not over.
I thought the song
and you
was
cut
over.
Her off. You ruined the whole gift. That was our gift, for God's sake.
Oh, I
Sammy,
the song
that was great.
Let's give her a nice round of applause. That was good.
Yay, he ran Sammy out of there.
Now, two things can be true. Jeff and Susie are ridiculous for making other people sit through their kid sing a song when clearly your kid has no talent, okay? So they're ridiculous. It's a terrible gift. Get something else.
It's an absurd gift.
However, Larry is ultimately in the wrong because you do not run a child off of the stage.
Nope.
Even if that child is awful, which is what Sammy is here.
So he's wrong?
He's wrong. Yeah, we let Sammy continue and you shut your mouth. And then behind the scenes, you mock the kid and the parents to everybody else.
There was a Grote's disease fundraiser and there was like a 13-year-old girl playing the piano on a stage. She just started playing really fast and was getting erratic and he ran her off the stage as well. And she tried to fight him.
No, that was a tough one. Larry being a total lunatic.
Here is situation 4. So Larry drops to 1 and 2. Season 6, episode 4, The Lefty Call. Richard Lewis is good friend. His girlfriend is Cha-Cha. That's a Tia Carrera from the one
Ooh,
Wayne's World. Yeah,
she's
lovely. She's got a spot in Larry's office right next to the bathroom. And due to Larry's medication, he's got to go a lot, and this is annoying him.
You go to the bathroom like, 10 to 14 times a day. You move your bowels, you piss. Are you all right? She
all
was
right.
concerned.
Okay, do you see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. This is none of her business. How often I go to the bathroom, what I'm doing in there, how long I'm in there. Talking to you about my personal bathroom habits, that's not good, all right? It's too much.
But someone's going to sit there. Would you rather have a Klansman sitting there?
No, I'd rather have a stranger, frankly. A stranger sitting there who I don't have to report into.
She cares about you.
Oh, she cares about me?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, it's none of her business.
She has bowel concern for you, and I do too.
I don't need her bowel concern.
Bowel concern.
I tend to agree with Larry here. Tia Carrere, whatever her character's name is.
Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha.
Yep. Lewis's girlfriend.
She's bleeding her personal life into her work life.
Yeah.
The habits of Larry David in the office should not be of concern to her once she leaves that office.
Mm-hmm. And she's clearly telling Lewis everything
especially
about it.
Especially since she knows that Larry and Richard Lewis are friends.
Yeah.
Right? She should keep that separate. It's not like Larry's doing anything wrong here, making her feel uncomfortable with unwanted advances. He is simply going to the bathroom.
We don't do that. I mean, we have, well, I guess...
Actually, we do. we have the 10 TV crapper.
The 10 TV
and we,
but that's not his bathroom. This is Larry's bathroom.
Also, we don't,
it's the only bathroom he can go
we
to.
We don't out
right
him
office.
By name.
No.
Right? That's the next step. We will once we figure out his name is.
And we don't care about him. Like Richard says, Cha-Cha cares about
concern?
Him.
Bowel concern?
We don't have the bowel concern.
All right, more Timmy time and Backpage coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Avoid eastbound 70 downtown right now between 4th Street and 71 East Split that is currently closed due to an accident. And we've got some holdup due to a crash if you're on Refugee Road at Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air, Heating, and Cooling, and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy. Happy
Tuesday to you.
I'd ask how you're doing, but I already know the answer. Your house has no power and your basement's flooded.
That's
so
correct.
But you're here.
I'm in my stomping clothes, too. I got a rain jacket on. I got shorts. I got some nice red rain boots on.
Ah, you've got the shoes that fit what's going on.
That's true.
I mean, is it going above the shoes?
No.
The flooding in the basement?
Not when I left.
It's only 6 inches or so?
Maybe
or?
When I get home tonight at 8:20. It'll just be
swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the wet bandits stopped off from Home Alone.
It's worse than them.
That's our calling. Man, that sucks.
It's fine. It is what it is. You buy an old house, it's okay.
Well, I know. Like, there's buying an old house, but you still don't expect it to fall apart.
I like your attitude.
Apart.
It's like, yeah, you buy an old house. It's okay.
No, it
still
sucks.
Meanwhile, you murdered your whole family before you came in here. Got all your frustration out.
If I did that, I wouldn't be in here.
Now you're like, you know.
Didn't your ceiling cave in?
My ceiling caved in a couple of years ago in our front room.
Yeah, yeah.
In November of last year, our water line leaked from the house to the street.
Oh, no.
So we
did you have the coverage?
Oh, no.
Of course we didn't take that seriously.
I do.
No, I don't do that.
So we had to replace that. So that was fun. We just had our roof done a couple of months ago, and now we get this. So
it's the joys of home ownership,
it's
my friend.
It's a prison. Never do it.
It's got to feel good to have a new roof, though.
Okay.
No? It should give you some peace of mind.
Yeah, I guess it's not leaking from the top and the bottom.
Right, exactly. Standing in water.
How is it the basement is flooding. It's just seeping in the sides of the house.
Our sump pump is dead. There's no way for it to get the water out of there.
How'd it get in there in the first place? Some leak somewhere.
Of course. I told you it's an old house.
Oh, yeah. It's just leaking right in.
It was just coming out through the floor.
Remember, though, this is one of the biggest lies we always tell ourselves. They don't make them like they used to. No, you're right.
Buy new.
They make them better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buy new.
Timmy, we're in the middle of Timmy time.
Beamer, we are playing a little game called Is Larry Right? A Curb Your Enthusiasm Judgment Game.
Mm.
So far, Larry is 2-2. Right on two of them, wrong.
Best
on two
out of seven?
Of them. Let's see how many more we got here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 more, actually.
We're not going to get to 4.
We will see. Here's one where we go to season 7, episode 4 again, back to the hot towel, and someone's trying to kick Larry's ass. And he's in his running clothes. He went out in the neighborhood, and he had a little situation where he begged the doctor to give him his home phone number, said he was never going to use it, but now he's actually showing up at the doctor's house. He needs him to harbor him.
We're having a glass of wine, and you bust in here saying you want to stay here all night?
Hello, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bother you.
Don't involve Mrs. Morrison.
I'm not involved. Yeah, a lovely home, by the way. Thank you. Lovely. I love that print.
And you know, I think it's a little provocative coming in here like this in front of my wife with no pants on. You should go home and get
wearing it out. I ran out of the house.
I give you my phone number. You call me. You drive by my house. Now you're in my house?
How about if I just hang out here?
No.
I'll sit on the steps.
What, all night? Sit on the steps?
Well, I can't go out there.
My family's here.
Do you mind if I stay on the steps, no. Mrs. Morrison?
Mrs. Morrison, you're not staying on the steps.
You know, you're a doctor. You're sending me out to get hurt. What about the Hippocratic Oath?
When you're hurt, come back, and I'll treat you. Go home, Mr. David.
Go out, get your ass kicked, then I'll help you.
His shorts are about 3 inches.
Yeah, I tend to agree with the doctor.
Mm.
That Larry should really take this up with the authorities if that's what he's scared of. It's not the doctor's responsibility to harbor Larry.
Get out of my hair.
Until the maniac goes away.
Yeah. Leave me alone. I'm enjoying a Tuesday night.
Beamer, do you agree?
I side with the doctor.
Okay.
On that one.
Mr. Bookman?
If someone came up to my house and did that same thing, I'd be like, first of all, my basement's flooded. Second of all,
my roof just caved in.
Get out of my head. This is a dangerous place, man. It's more dangerous than the streets.
Right. Take your chances on the streets.
The high chances of black mold in this house, too, or through the roof.
All right. Here's another situation here. This is from season 2, episode 2, an early one. Episode was called Thor. Larry does not want to have another meeting with his buddy Jason Alexander.
But the important thing is we didn't
meet. Well, the waiting, there's a lot to do while you're waiting. There's nothing to do while you're driving. Tomorrow, if you want to drive to my office, I'll be happy. You can keep me waiting for as long as you want.
I know, but we made a plan.
We set a plan.
We said we'll meet at my office.
Right.
And we'll have a meeting.
Yes.
That's the plan. That hasn't been accomplished. Let's accomplish that. That's all
I'm
saying.
We attempted to have the meeting, but it was aborted.
We attempted and we failed. Let's have that meeting.
We're having that meeting right now.
This is not a meeting about the show. This is a meeting about having a meeting.
I know, but the intention is the same. Don't you understand? I drove here with the same intention.
The driving is not the meeting,
Larry. The driving is what we're talking about.
You keep coming back to this insane thing with driving.
Yes.
So the backstory was Larry had like a hell of a time. He popped the tire. He drove all the way. He's in Jason's office right there, but they don't have time to actually do the meeting because it's the end of the day. Who's right there? Is Larry right? He wants Jason to make the trip to his place the next time they do it.
They're both kind of wrong, right? I mean, Larry's had a hell of a time.
Mm-hmm.
Jason knows this.
Rough day.
You can stay an extra 30 minutes. Have your meeting.
Do the meeting then.
Right.
Then and there.
Do the meeting then. Yeah. Larry, of course, is being an a-hole for asking Jason to come to his office the next day when Jason didn't do anything wrong. But I still feel like both are kind of wrong. Beamer, I defer to you.
I side with Larry on this one.
I'm with Larry too, Beam. Brings him to 3-3.
I got there.
If we give it to him.
I got there.
You come to, yeah, I'm here. So if we're going to do this next time, if we're not going to do it now.
Driving from Plain City to Lancaster. All right, let's have the meeting. I don't care if you had to wait 30 minutes in your office. It's fine.
Plain City to Lancaster. It's too far.
Too far.
It's too far. You want one more right now or you want to play the thing?
Well, first, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
I don't know. Guys have been knee-deep in water today. Austin and Ryan are playing the show, and we're just going to fly by the seat of our pants.
Ooh, I like that.
Good man. Good man.
All right, let's do back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
And by back page, I mean play one more Larry.
Tiebreaker.
Clip.
Tiebreaker. Yeah. It's 30 seconds, and this is golfy themed, Beam. This was a situation where do I hit, do I not? I'm being egged on by my playing partners here.
What are you doing? What do you mean? I'm waiting. For what?
Troy and Jimmy are on the fairway.
You're never going to hit them.
You don't think I can hit them?
No! You've never hit the ball that far in your life. Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're never going to hit it that far. What are you, nuts?
All right, shut up.
Now you shut up.
Oh! Oh!
You hit him!
I hit him!
Troy, you okay?
Larry! Oh! Oh, no!
I side with Larry.
Larry's not wrong.
I did too.
He's not. Yeah. Yeah. He's not fault. Wrong.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to hit. Guys stayed in the middle of the fairway. Let me wait. Wait, five minutes.
They should be pissed off at those two, not Larry. Is that Jeff and Richard Lewis?
Jeff and Richard Lewis that he's playing with. Yep.
Also, great drive by him. So
great drive. He must have hit that 270 right down
at least.
Middle. Yeah.
All right. Buckeye Show's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute holdup due to a crash blocking the right lane on westbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and 670. And another delay due to a disabled semi blocking the right lane on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. This report is sponsored by COTA. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.